Blog Talk Radio.
It's Air It Out Radio. It's Air It Out Radio. It's Air It Out Radio. We Air It Out.
Are you ready? Tell me if you're ready. It's Air It Out Radio. Banging up the stereo. Here we go again. Same time, same blog. Cats still stagnant. We stay on our job. The brown skin heifer. I see y'all try to check her. You might see the fire chick coming out the heck limit. X with the dirt. Kim King with the promo. Hating on us. Now that's a big no-no. Underground artists with mainstream talent. All these other blogs ain't up for the challenge. Competition. Tell me if you see it. We talking like we live it. Walking like we be it. We keep legends on the line in due time. You won't have a choice but to respect the grind. Stay on the line, the board is on fire. No pun intended, let's take this thing higher. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio. Air It Out callers, Air It Out listeners. Y'all see the threat. We just hear the whispers. We stay on some new shit. Listen real close. Kudos to the host. I propose a toast. The history, it's really about to happen. We really make moves. Y'all stick to rapping. Respect is in order. The border been crossed. Got the UK spitting them long distance balls. We show love and y'all show love back. 200 plus calls on the blog. That's the max. We do that on the regular. Shit don't change. Every Monday from 10 to 1, stay in your lane. Help us help you. It costs y'all nothing. The promo, the music, we really sing. Shout out to the underdog, we here for you. Air It Out Radio.net, get in tune. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio.net, huh?
What's going on, Air It Outers? That chick fire, Brown Skin Heifer. Anyway, welcome to another episode of Air It Out Radio. Me on Mondays, 10 to 1. Crazy. Got my girl Liquid Styles on tonight. Anyway, before I get into that, let y'all know the website and all that in case y'all don't know. AirItOutRadio.net. If you're on the net and you want to hit us up on the line, hit me up at 347-677-1163. We welcome everybody. You don't have to be an artist or whatever to be on. You can just come on and just answer the topic. So it's all up to you. Speaking of the topic, I didn't get a chance to really text y'all with the topic and everything because I was running really late today. But today's topic is for y'all Facebook and Twitter. You know, y'all be posting all this stuff on here. I want to know, is the majority of the stuff that y'all really post, is it really real? Is it 100% authentic, or do y'all just make it up shit just to get y'all random tweets or get people to comment? Like, is it really real or not? Like, should you really be able to post fake shit? I mean, yeah, you can post, you know, whatever you want, please, but, I mean, my opinion is if you post a lot of fake shit, like, I kind of don't believe a lot of shit you say, so that's just my opinion. You know, but I think you should post a lot of stuff that's true. You know what I mean? Then people might really believe what you're saying, and you know, people say they real, da da da. I mean, you know, pretty much gotta post stuff that's real. But that's just my opinion. I mean, don't believe me, don't go on what I say. But anyway, again, make sure y'all check out the website airitoutradio.net. I got my girl Liquid Styles on. I saw her on YouTube doing this battle. I was like, I gotta get her. You know, battling this chick. But, I mean, she does a lot of stuff. She's really, you know, into the afro and stuff like that. Like, I mean, I really like her. She's different. She's young and vibrant and all that good stuff. So, had to have her on. She's originally from Carolina. So, we'll get more into her as the show goes on. But anyway, I'm going to talk a little bit more about a couple things. Air It Outers, the spot is coming along really, really well. That's on Sansom Street in Philly. So it's coming. Give me like 2 more weeks and I'll have everything ready to go. You know what I mean? I just got the internet on today. That's why I'm so behind. I had to sit around and wait for them. You know how they do. Verizon just takes their sweet ass time. They don't give you no specific time from this time to this time, and you gotta sit around and wait all my fucking day. So anyway, that was why I'm so behind today. Shout out to all my aired outers that's on the line listening. Y'all know who y'all are. You know, I definitely appreciate everybody being on hold. But for the ones that don't have the time and the patience to be on hold, I am so sorry for you. Like, I know you got things to do, but so does everybody else on the line. If you don't want to be on hold, here's a couple things that you can do. You can either hang up. That's one. Number two, call back another day. It's cool. Like, I'm not going to be mad at you. I love y'all, regardless. I know y'all got lives or whatever, whatever. Or y'all can hold on and get y'all stuff played. Also, y'all can also get y'all on blogs. You know, hot A competition. Where? I don't see none. So, anyway, shout out to E-Burners for the intro. Hit him up. He's E-Burners, everything. So, also, if y'all want, y'all can also do a 2-for-1 deal. Two for 10. So pretty much y'all can play. I'll play 2 songs of yours for $10. So if you want to do that and you don't have the patience to be on the line and you want your shit played, you're welcome to do that. But don't talk shit because you can't get on and you don't have the patience. That's corny. Like, who does that? 2011? Come on, man. Get over it. Anyway, for those that are slow and that's new to the game, call out your last 4 digits of your phone number. Talking to you, make sure y'all speak up loud and clear, all that stuff, blah 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 blah. Y'all know what to do. But anyway, like I said, last 4 digits of your phone number. Try not to click over and text and all that stuff, because you will, you know, actually dip from the line. So that's kind of one of the backfires of blog. You know, it does that sometimes. But anyway, I'm gonna hit the line up, and for those that are new and everything, just pay attention and watch how everybody else is doing it, and then, you know, then y'all get the hang of it, pretty much. So anyway, I'm going to hit the lines up. I'll call your last 4 digits of your number. Speak loud and clear. And don't go all into, you know, who y'all know and all this other stuff, blah, blah, blah. Keep it short and sweet, even with the topic. You know, be respectful of everybody else on the line. And we'll keep it moving. And then maybe, you know, it won't take so long for everybody to get on. So anyway, here we go. 8052, Aired Out Radio. What's going on?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, 8052, right?
I'm fucking with you, man.
What's going on?
It was Nightcrawler.
Nightcrawler.
Yep.
All right.
And
let's
see, when you say it, you got to make sure, you know, you put the accent on there.
Nightcrawler. See, I want something like that to be going down. You know what I mean? Like a medieval type of thing. So,
I'll draw something and, you know what I'm saying, kind of chop it and screw it for you. You know how people in Texas do.
Yeah, you got, you know.
We like to go that chop that screw shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I do that. So, what's going on? Oh, well, let me get to the topic really quick, and then you can get on to your stuff.
You ain't even got to worry about that, because I already told you. I don't be on Facebook and none of that bullshit, so therefore, there you go.
I mean, it don't have to be you. I'm just saying, like, in general, do you think that it's cool to pretty much post just random shit, or should it just be real shit that you really doing or really about?
Hey, I mean, people got to get their shine on, whatever they get their shine on. Well, I look at it like this, do what you do. You know, if this shit is fake, then, you know, you got beef with somebody, namely the Nightcrawler, I'm going to call your ass on that shit. That is basically what that is. So, at the end of the day, a person's entitled to do what the fuck they do.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Yeah.
I can go with that. You're entitled to whatever, to do whatever you want. So
yeah,
anyway.
But just remember, somebody's paying attention.
Somebody paying attention,
you know what I'm saying? Therefore, if you putting some falsified shit out there, don't get mad when a nigga call your ass out on that shit, because it's going to happen, you know what I mean? Yeah, if you do shit, do it in good fun. You know what I'm saying? Make the shit live, whatever the case is. If it ain't true and you just want to post some bullshit any damn way, hell, make it known. Therefore, you know, you attack all angles where a nigga can't come back on your ass.
Exactly. I mean, I'm just like, if you want people to believe you in the future, you know what I mean? Posting dumb stuff on there. So, but anyway, that's...
Well, I mean, it's been running around for years. Keep it 100. You got a bunch of motherfuckers who posting shit, rapping about shit, saying shit, and half these motherfuckers ain't truthful about their shit, man. You know what I mean? So they ain't doing nothing the next motherfucker ain't done, but, you know, just be careful because, you know, fake niggas do get exposed every day, all day.
Yeah, that is true.
Claim you from the hood, motherfucking your ass is from the upper suburbs and shit, you know what I mean?
You know.
Don't claim you selling dope and shit, but your motherfucking ass working a pharmacy, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I'm a dope dealer and motherfucker sitting up there and being a pharmaceutical and shit. Nah, come on now. That ain't true life hustling, man.
Yeah, that is not straight frauding.
Or I could get more controversial and be like, you know, don't claim you James first being a big ass bald but bitch ass nigga ain't got shit. I mean,
how did we get on him again?
Because I like clouding that bitch.
You gotta find somebody else to pick on.
Hey, man, you know what? The thing about it is, you got people in the game, you know what I'm saying, that respect other people. If you know what I'm saying, if you respect the type of motherfucker, I ain't got nothing to say. But being how, you know what I'm saying, he's the only nigga I really got beef with at the point. I mean, if there's other people that got beef with me, make it known. I mean, I'm cool.
Do you honestly think he's still beefing with you, or do you think you beefing with him? Because he really ain't really... He really ain't, you know, like, don't it take two people to really beef? Because after a while, the other person ain't
gonna
say nothing.
He ain't been beefing for the simple fact of the matter is the broke bitch's phone was off. So he couldn't get
how
on Twitter and start tweet shit. Man, come on. I know the nigga personally. How many times we got to get into this?
Okay. Well, you're breaking up, so I'm just like,
off.
You know.
His phone was off, so he couldn't get on there and be tweeting and shit, you know. But I will give him a shout-out because I did hear, you know, I think they tweeted something to something that kind of got back to my circle, and I think he got married or something. So he married the fat little ugly bitch. Hey, good luck for you, man. Good luck for you. Now you can keep a Gil Gorilla right behind you, punk ass. You know, so you can protect your ass a little bit more.
Okay. You're doing so well. Anyway.
Hey, I mean, it is what it is.
You
but
gotta find
I
else
gave him props. Congratulations, you know, he got married. You know, he did that thug dizzle for like the second time. Hopefully, this bitch don't take you for your money, dude. Oh, my bad. Yeah, no money. Oh, okay, but yeah.
So anyway, what's going on with you? We're gonna start wrapping it up pretty soon.
We, the CCE family, you know what I'm saying? We about to kick off the CCE mixtape. We all sat back, collabed about the situation. FL, you know, we need to go ahead and do this thug dizzle and let everybody, you know what I'm saying, get their little shine on, plus take a little focus off of me. So I'm going to start fading into the background a little bit, yeah. We start fading to the background, you know. It's just crazy. So, you know,
you got another show coming up?
Tell you the truth, don't know.
Okay.
You got to talk to Angie about that shit. She's the one hooking every damn thing up. So if I don't talk to her and find out anything, then she'll hit me up eventually, tell me this, that, and the other. But supposedly it's supposed to be hollering at a couple people tomorrow, getting a little interview process on. You know how that game goes.
Okay, that's what's up. So
I ain't got the full details yet.
All right, well,
I'm being lazy. I ain't gonna lie. I've been real lazy lately. So to all the Air It Out people, I apologize, but this is just what happens when you're the night crawler. I get to the point where, you know, I just get a little lazy and just don't want to do shit, and that's what that is. So my people have been trying to kick my ass about it, so I've been hiding. Yeah, I've been hiding. Picture that, Nightcrawler, hide.
Where can they reach you, man?
Hey, man, I say the best way to hear me is always on Twitter, Nightcrawler76. Fire always posts that shit. She always sends something. And if it's just one time or 30 times, y'all just check her out. You know, she'll post my name at least once or twice. Or I'll send her something. It doesn't make a difference. But
yeah,
something to get out there. Nightcrawler76 on Twitter. Just hit me up on that, boy, because, yeah, that's if you want to talk to me directly. Outside of that, you know what I'm saying? Hell, just Google my damn name. You'll pull up something that I'm dealing with. Mm-hmm. But you got to be careful because you might be talking to me or you might be talking to Auntie. Just let y'all know.
So what song are you
She messed up everything. I don't know what you got.
Come on, man.
I tried to send you a new one today, man, but I don't know if you got it.
Oh, I got it. But it's late. You know the cutoff time.
Hey, man,
I was like shaking my head like,
My computer was messed up. I tried to get it in there all the time, but, you know, I couldn't. For some reason, it would not let me log on the damn internet, man. So, and I told you I got to send it from a different computer. You know, so that's how that shit go. I can't send it from the laptop. I have to send that shit from the desktop. And I don't really put it online that much, so that's how that game go. All right.
So
what are we getting into? We just do that. We in the building, boy. Next week, we got an exclusive coming, though. You know what I'm saying? This is the next week when you finally decide to drop it. We going to hit y'all with Lady C's joint. You know what I'm saying? Lady C did her little thug fizzle. So, you know, that's a good look for her. I'm featured on the song, but I got to get to it. She does her shine, and she's also on the first verse. So y'all watch out for this girl, because this girl is like a quadruple hit, man. She sang and she rapped, you know what I'm saying? If y'all check that YouTube video, you know what I'm saying? You can see her posted up on there. Yeah. Oh, you trying to cut me off?
Yeah.
See, now I'm going to get funny. Hey, I'm going to give a shout. No, let me stop.
Come on now.
That's it.
Yeah, introduce it. We in the building.
Oh, yeah, that one.
I'm going to punch you. I'm going to really punch you. You is off key today. We in the building, hey. Nightcrawler,
Yeah.
We here. We in the building. Dawn awaken. You hear me? Hey.
It might have took a long time, but you better beware. We in the building and we ain't going nowhere. It might have took a long time, but you better beware. We in the building and we ain't going nowhere. It might have took a long time, but you better beware. We in the building and we ain't going nowhere. It might have took a long time, but you better beware. We in the building and we ain't going nowhere.
And I'm ripping that title to the fullest. Lay my cards out, waiting on you hoes to put it. But would it be wise? We ain't in the same shoes. Your nickname's crucial, and I ain't got shit to lose. To lose the attitude, and why I might diffuse like boom. Refuse to seek refuge, even if it is my day of doom. I understand it's ruined. I'm in a lunatic type mindset, cause you always hated me like ain't nobody gonna fight it. That's alright, cause in my verses I'ma break you excessive and keep gold digging, bitch. The limits of the solar system's my destiny. I suggest you move around and quickly exit the premises, cause your last breath taken, that's when it's beef up diminished. Need your simple mind to fix and with the penalty system. Not equipped to get it, merely lit gifts. So what trick given, no pun intended. But you judge by the pigment, not the heart of it. So hit the strip and make a beginner pimp rich. I'm making hits.
It might have took a long time, but you better beware. We in the building and we ain't going nowhere. It might have took a long time, but you better beware. We in the building and we ain't going nowhere. It might have took a long time, but you better beware. We in the building and we ain't going nowhere. It might have took a long time, but you better beware. We in the building and we ain't going nowhere.
I'm not a lyricist. If you don't like it, get sad. Hip hop ain't dead, headed far from being last. Those who disagree need to check just what you stand for. There's haters everywhere with mouths open like a street hoe. This is real shit, so leave your gimmick for the promo. A locked in chains, Nightcrawler that went solo. One of the best to sit, step forward if you disagree. I'm about to shake up the world, so call me Ali. Nightcrawler's a menace, I'm a fool with these lyrics. Judging a jury, my sentence is on relentless. I'm at the top of my game, haters move without a trace. Like they see worried on my face. I'm on the high road now, speeding at a fast rate. Slapping down bitch face niggas that taking up space. Don't let it be known, I said it, I'm on. We in the building, yeah, so get the fuck off my throne.
It might have took a long time, but you
like Ripley.
I'm picking hoes off, cause off is what they kiss me.
You better grab your phone and tell them all to come get me.
I live with no fear, they say I'm like a prison.
Shoot, bitch, nigga, the kids tell him won't hit me.
Started the booth. But for you, that's quite risky.
I'll demolish you, bitch, nigga. Lyrically and physically.
You couldn't fuck with my bars. I'm high like the stars.
Peel your top like convertible cars.
I'm like an accident, boy. Just waiting to happen.
My heat is like booty, cause the way they be clapping.
You the best to ever do it?
Well, I ain't convinced.
I'm killing you hoes with malicious intent.
Arlington's most wanted, so bitches be prepared.
Cause the nigga's right here, and I ain't going nowhere.
It might have took a long time, but you better beware. We in the building, and we ain't going nowhere. It might have took a long time, but you better beware. We in the building, and we ain't going nowhere. It might have took a long time, but you better beware. We in the building, and we ain't going nowhere. It might have took a long time.
It's your boy Dom Shiz, a.k.a. Showtime Dom. Y'all already know y'all rocking with the number one internet radio show in the universe. That chick fire. She hold it down for our city, man. Holla at me, girl. I'm out.
Air.Radio Radio. Go smack some bodies, that bitch. Make sure y'all check out the website, air.radio.net. Shout out to Dom with the drop. Nightcrawler, I'm liking that one in the building. We ain't going nowhere. That's kind of like, you know, what's going down right here. If y'all want to see more of Nightcrawler, make sure y'all check out my tweets and stuff like that because I just posted it. Also, too, please check the tweets, y'all. Like, I really want to give everybody the individual information, but, like, I tweet it. It goes from there to my Facebook. Please just go back and check it. Like, it's not that hard. Stop being fucking lazy, for real. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just do that. Damn. Taking up just unnecessary time of mine and your own. Like, handle that. Okay? So, I love y'all, but I gotta do some tough love here. Like, for real. Also, I wanna, like, really air something out really, really quick. I give y'all a lot of information, and I have a lot of important people come on here. Like, I really go out my way to get, like, record companies on this bitch. And y'all don't even submit none of that shit to them, and that shit is not cool. So don't ever say nobody gives y'all no opportunity and y'all never have no free shit and no free info to give to nobody to send y'all stuff in to try to get signed. Both of them, Battery and Nitty Beats, was on here, and they offered, I told y'all, and they told y'all out their own mouth that they are willing to give record deals out. So if y'all don't submit the shit, that's y'all fault. I don't feel sorry for people that's lazy. Send y'all shit in. Stop being lazy. I don't do it for nothing. We not just doing this for fun. Submit y'all stuff in. Like, what are y'all recording for? Like, y'all spending hours and hours and hours in the record studio for what? Just to have it there? Come on. Submit the shit in, and you never know what's going to happen. They offering deals and money. Like, come on. Get it together. Send the shit in. So anyway, that's my problem with y'all right now, and deal with it. Anybody got a problem, come see me. How about that? We're going to hit the lines up a little bit more. 7611, yeah, I got an attitude. Fuck it, I don't care. What? 7611, what's going on, Air It Out Radio?
How you feel? The nigga's out there acting real stupid. She offered me record deals. Y'all motherfuckers ain't going to follow up on that.
Like, for real. Like, what am I doing this for? Y'all got to take advantage of that shit. Come on.
Niggas is not confident in their craft. That's what it is.
It's something. It's something.
Buck Smooth is on deck. What's up, Air It Out Radio? Harlem in the building all day, early.
Buck Smooth, baby.
What's up with you, Fire?
Man, you know, maintaining, getting this shit together for y'all, you know, all for the people. What's going on with you?
I'm chilling with the wife and kids, eating some Mexican food, drinking a Corona. You know, life is sweet.
Corona, okay.
About to drink a Guinness. I'm saying, wifey, how I'm going to drink a Guinness and I'm eating Mexican food? So we had to get the Coronas on deck.
You had to get the Coronas topic, okay?
Yeah, baby.
All right, well, I'm going to ask you this topic, and then you can get into whatever you want to promote, whatever. About your opinion about the Facebook and Twitter thing, you know what I mean? Do you think that most of the stuff should be real, or you should be able to post whatever you want? Like, what's your opinion?
Well, I think it should be real, you know what I'm saying? I've just been fortunate that most of my Facebook friends keep it real. But I do know what you're talking about. People be over-exaggerating. You know what I'm saying? But on the other hand, it's cyberspace. You can't take everything that go on in cyberspace serious nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay.
I do got a problem with people tweeting everything they do or Facebook and everything they do. Like, oh, I just came out the bathroom. I walked into the hallway. Now I sit down on the TV, got the remote in my hand.
But that's what Twitter is about most of the time.
It's not about you taking pictures of the food you eating and posting that and all type of reckless random shit. This shit is getting out of control, Fire.
So what do you think Twitter's about?
Networking, catching up with old friends, letting people know about the important things that's going on in your life.
What about the people that's not artists and stuff? What do they do?
They still have important things going on in their life. They got a promotion. They kids got an A+ on the grade. You know what I'm saying? Their mom coming into town. They had fun at a party last night. Or did you just catch the new episode of Housewives? Did you see how that bitch played herself? Shit like that.
Okay.
Entertaining topics. You know what I'm saying?
Topics. I like that.
Yeah,
okay.
Man. You know, there's a lot of shit going on. And just talk about how you scramble your eggs in the morning.
Oh, yeah. That's
you know
me.
What
that's not my output. I scrambled my eggs up through some Velveeta cheese. You know what I mean? Like,
you see? Now
yeah,
you just hit me with that. Right
but
now,
you know
I was
what?
A pointer.
It's everybody's
no,
fault because they got me doing
no.
that shit. Like,
no.
I'm like, okay, well, this is what you're supposed to do.
Scrambled eggs with the Velveeta cheese. I got to try that. That's
oh,
something that
tried?
Needs to be a no.
Oh.
That might be good, right? Scrambled eggs
yes,
with the Velveeta. You know how Velveeta cheese melts?
Yes,
yeah,
I know.
Yeah, I could go for that. That's something, see, cause that's something authentic. I could go with that. You just put me up on something I have to try.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, that's a good look.
Cheese. I like the other cheeses as well, but that one does melt, you know.
That just melts so crazy, Velveeta.
Yeah.
So you get mad points for that.
He's stupid.
My son is just shaking his head. He 1 year old, like, yeah, daddy, that sounds good.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So what's going on with you?
Well, I just completed the mixtape.
Why are you
smacking
on in my ear?
I'm sorry. I'm saying this food is good, yo. I apologize.
Damn.
I'm
you ain't sharing.
No, I apologize. Look,
yeah, right? Okay.
So I'm snapping that ear, baby. All right, so look, we got, I got the mixtape dropping, it's done, volume one, Buck Smooth, aired out, the session.net is put the whole joint together for me, it's a crazy joint, I'm going to let that joint go, my man Dupree's going to be running around Philly putting it out, you know, this one, I'm giving it out to the people, so, you know, whatever club is the hottest club out there, you're going to see my people out there handing them joints out. They're going to be in the clothing stores everywhere out there. Buck Smooth is on deck. I'm just giving the people my music. So Dupree going to run around and handle that for me out in Philly and South Jersey. And my people's in ATL. Dupree chilling. You know he's grinding. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Hooking me up with the publicist. You know what I'm saying? And I've been practicing my script. I'm in the play. I'm playing Tupac, Judgment Day.
Really?
Yeah, with Reverend Al Sharpton, the Black National Network, National Action Network. Al Sharpton put it together. And it's, the play is about Tupac. It's called Judgment Day. And the play starts off at the time, right after Tupac gets killed. So I'm actually, like, in the middle of purgatory. I'm in the middle. I don't know if I'm going to heaven or hell. So it's when right after Pop get killed, and it's like he's trying to repent his sins to the Lord. Yo, Lord, take me in. I know I did this. I know I did that. And then his life is flashing. All the things he's been through, all the things he did. That's why it's called Judgment Day, because it takes place right after Pop got killed. You know, just it starts off, and when the play comes on, boom, Pop is in the chair like, oh, my God, where am I at? and you hear the news report, oh, Tupac just got killed, XYZ. So he's just sitting there in limbo, and right. he's talking to God. God, let me in. Damn, boom, boom, boom. It's a real deep play. We're going to do 52 cities, and that's what I'm on right now. I got the mixtape dropping. Like I said, it's going to be out there in Philly, heavy. Look for me in the streets. I'm on deck. I got the single I'm working, Cock and Back Pain. That's what we're about to get into right now. I'm aiming at all them whack-ass niggas. Get your lyrics up. All my real niggas on Air It Out. Keep doing what you do. All my fake niggas, hang it up and stop rapping. Go sell cars or something.
Tell them where they can find you at, but.
Check me on Facebook, /BuckSmooth, or at Twitter, BuckSmooth, BuckSmooth. BuckSmooth. I'm in the building. Caked Out Entertainment. This is Air It Out Radio. My new single, Cock and Back Aim.
Yeah, it is.
Thanks, Fire.
You're welcome, babe.
One.
Double up. Yeah. Gave a like, man. Caked out. Cock back. Hey. Living the life, slowly, rosé on ice. Y'all niggas keep running around, playing with it. In the New York minute, sticky situation, Mexican crime scene. Who lay wild out? Empty the magazine of that. 40 shots, 40 shells, 40 prints on the shits. What the hell? I'm black leather gloves, working with toes, half a mil on bail. Y'all sit on the boat, you didn't use criminal mind. I'm way too advanced, ahead of my time, and I'm really sick of the grind. And I cock it back again and blow your mind. Cock it back, aim. Cock it back, aim. And I cock it back, aim. Cock it back, aim. I'm in the woods upstate shooting at bottles. Get my aim right, don't miss, that's the motto. These niggas like bum lotto numbers. That's not hitting, nigga, I'm spitting. Wagner flow, learn my city when it turn cold. When it's hot, white team nation. BBS rims, we don't do chrome Dayton. Back to back, act legend, you see them dudes racing. West coast through the Hunts, supposed to down the East River in the speedboat. Y'all niggas take notes, this is Harlem 101. Tech 9, nigga, a 40 shot gun, and y'all don't really want none. These are celebrated hollow, you call them dumb dumbs. Fuck that, nigga, this ain't no whisper. Loud yells, nigga, get the pitch up, cock it back, aim, cock it back, aim, nigga, cock it back, aim, cock it back, aim, nigga, feel like a banana to the white meat, pushed off from the bottom, making you the light beat, dirty guns, packs in the refrigerator, two wild pit bulls, piss in the elevator, two cups of liquor, this is Mossberg rap. Go through your speaker, through your face, out your back, Yokohama's. Heavy shine, mind on my money, money on the mind. Get back to that, nigga, I just got free. I'm gone, see, don't take a good look at me. It's the last time you see a nigga like this. Buck bitch, soaking wet, and I take no shit. Cock it back, aim. Cock it back, aim, nigga, cock it back, aim. Cock it back, aim, nigga. Back to the streets, nigga.
Yo.
Know what this is? Yellow tape game, Buck Smooth, full-time Jack move, nigga. I'm not playing with y'all. Blow his face off.
Friday, April 8th, NPR, a.k.a. Money, Power, Respect, Mill Man, Icon, Inc., Hollywood, Inc., they present you. Where they bringing the party at this time?
Flex Sam, 734 Art Street.
What time is it closing the door?
10 p.m. to 2 a.m.
So that means at 2 a.m. you ain't got to go home. This guy just got the building.
That's
yo, what do we got? Type of drink special we got for this week?
I got to find out of Tokyo Tea for midnight.
To what?
DJ Shot Money.
So you're telling me Friday, April 8th, Lux Lounge,
Where?
724 R2.
What time is they shutting it down?
10 p.m. to 2 a.m.
So we got NPR.
Mm-hmm.
Money, Power, Respect.
That's right.
Money, Power, Respect, NPR in the building.
Yes.
Okay. We got Millmatic in the building.
That's right.
We got Icon Inc. in the building.
Icon Inc.
And we got Hollywood Inc. all in one.
One building. One thing.
Oh, my goodness.
One event.
This is going to be a night to remember.
No, this is going to be late night, but early morning. Morning.
We in the building.
Yo, this ran live and I'm kicking it with that chick fire on Air It Out Radio.
Shout out to Ran Live. Air It Out Radio, it's that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. If y'all couldn't hear that clearly, she's going to do another one for me next Monday, before next Monday. I'm going to post that information. But anyway, it's at A Flux Lounge, 724 R Street. It's going down. So anyway, shout out to anybody that goes there. Let me know how it goes and, you know, mad love. So, anyway, I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more. Like I said, I'm going to post that if you want more info on that. Shout out to Bucks Move. I'm definitely feeling that shit right there. You know what I mean? Cock that shit back. Anyway, 0124, Air It Out Radio. What's going on?
What's good? How you doing?
How you doing?
Fine. You Rashad Fresh.
I'm good. Who this?
Rashad Fresh.
You were in here early.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Got on early today. Okay. Trying to do the right thing.
What's
going on with you, though?
I ain't sure, you know. I'm trying to do the radio thing.
Thanks for love on Twitter, too.
Yeah. Silly. But anyway, I got to ask you the topic for today before you get into your stuff. Pretty much, what's your opinion on the Facebook, Twitter posts and stuff? Should it be real? Should it be fake? Like, what's
I
your
think
opinion?
It should be real.
Be real.
Me personally, like I'm from a neighborhood, like people put their guns or they grow gay little gangs on Facebook and all this other shit. Woo, and it shit don't mean real sometimes. So I think you could put something on Facebook, Twitter, at least make it real. Like don't lie to people because you a person in image and you know make yourself look stupid at the end of the day. So.
Yeah.
So
you be like, yo, I got like 5 cars and shit in my driveway.
And you don't, you know, you probably driving some other shit. And niggas like, what's up? I thought you had 5 cars. You looking real stupid in public. So keep it 100.
Yeah, you know, that's what
people
I feel.
People tell who you are. That's my opinion. I mean, people do what they're going to do, but. So.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You want to make up stuff, that's fine. You know what I mean? You know. So, anyway, what's going on with you?
Enough, man. Just joining the spring break down here. That's about it. Network.
Where you at?
Miami.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Miami.
Yeah, I go to school down here, so it was a little spring break weekend, so the college just got to hook up together, so just enjoying that.
Okay. You, you friends with, what you call it, right? You may not be. Scoop? No?
I got to check my Twitter. I'm not going to say yes.
Oh,
I'm
going to
say no. I might be. Yeah, I look for it, though. But yeah.
All right. So,
yeah.
Miami, huh? I'm mad at you.
Yeah. Why
like,
you mad at
me? I can tell out there. It's cold as a motherfucker.
It's kind of nippy out here, actually, right now. Nighttime,
is it?
Temperature just dropped. But yeah.
Good. That's what y'all get. Yeah, look. I need to make that. This summer, I'm going to be making a couple trips, so you never know.
I'll be looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'll be posting. Yeah. Look for the post.
I got
you. Yeah. So anyway, you got any shows coming up?
No, I'm not working my EP right now. I ain't doing no shows to finish my EP because I want to get some more original tracks on the streets before I actually give. I want to do the same thing over and over again, so I'm going to get some more original tracks on the streets, and then I'm going to start playing on the shows. All right,
that's what's up.
But, yeah,
you have any plans on coming to Philly?
Yeah, maybe. Now I got to give me like another month till my trimester is over with school. I got like a lot of Bible stuff coming up. And once school's done, summertime is all free.
Oh, okay. I like you. You talk so fast. But you get it. You clear, though. So I like that. You know
I'm
what I mean?
I'm sorry. So, yeah. I won't hold you up. That's all.
Thank you. I love the fact that you're considerate. Anyway, tell everybody where they can reach you at.
You can reach me at, I'm sorry. I got the URL coming. But twitter.com/RashadFresh. You can hit me up at RashadFresh@gmail.com, R-A-S-H-A-D, fresh@gmail.com, and YouTube.com, too, /RashadFresh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on all the time. I'm on Twitter. Yeah, Twitter. Just Twitter.com, /RashadFresh.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, oh, what song we getting into tonight? I got two of them here for you.
You got Miss Amazing?
Yep.
All right, cool. We can do that.
Yeah.
I'm playing that song for you tonight.
All right.
But yeah, appreciate it. Have a good
one. Hold on. Was that the one that messed up last week or no?
No, I didn't make it. I actually pressed one, so I clicked over, so I didn't make it last week.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see how it goes.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Where my ladies at? I see you, baby. A fresh, a yes. It was one of those days, lay back, cruising down the street. I showed this babe, bro, I knew I had to meet. Sweetheart, 5'6", brown eyes, a frame petite. $1 million smile that swept me off my feet. Emotions running wild, so this girl I gotta meet. I put the car on pop, quickly walked across the street. Now I'm off to meet and greet, confidence is at its peak. She turned me down so quick, I couldn't even speak. Flipped her head, turned her back, left me standing in the street. So quick and fast, my heart jumped down to my feet. God, can you break this curse, misery and meant for me. If I see this girl again, best believe she meant for me. I give her candlelight sex and shiver down to a beat. Then I wash her body slow, let the song play on repeat. Finally hold her in my arms, let it slowly fall to sleep. Open up her heart, let the luxury prone to be. I'm Miss Amazing, oh my God, hella thick. Miss Amazing, too bad to roll with a click. Miss Amazing, was born to take the dick. Miss Amazing, bout the money, run the quick. Oh, Miss Amazing, so bad. Oh, Miss Amazing, so thick. Oh, Miss Amazing, got class. Oh, Miss Amazing, the shit. Oh, Miss Amazing, so fresh. From my head to a whip. Oh, Miss Amazing, go hey, you one hell of a miss. As I walked into the club, I saw her dancing in the cup. The second time around, gotta give her, won't give up. I smoothly pulled up on her and politely said, what's up? My car turned quick, she began to show me love. I whispered in her ear, I just can't get enough. She whispered in my ear, I like it slow but slightly rough. Her body on my body and my hands all on her butt. Her scent fresh from heaven, could it be I fall in love? Can't believe it's happening, truthfully I'm stuck. Consider it a blessing, no baby, yeah, just my love. Take my time with it, it's no need to stop the rush. Looked her in her eyes as she quickly starts to blush. Body getting warm from the blood, left a rush. She took me to a crib, guess it's time for the lust. Kissing on her body, making love, it's a must. I promise not to fail in my words, you can trust. I'm Miss Amazing, oh my God, hella thick. Miss Amazing, too bad you broke with a clip. Miss Amazing, was born to take the dick. Miss Amazing, bout the money, run the quick. Oh, Miss Amazing, so bad. Oh, Miss Amazing, so thick. Oh, Miss Amazing, got class. Oh, Miss Amazing, the shit. Oh, Miss Amazing, so fresh. From my head to a whip. Oh, Miss Amazing, go hey, you one hell of a miss. As I woke up slowly, yawning to a bright sunny morning. Glancing at your beauty, damn, you one hell of a woman. I press a paint a picture, how can I ever forget you? As long as you with me, my love will always be with you. Take you on an island trip, private yacht dinners. Rose petals, sex, expensive wine with your dinner. Movie to Miami, no more snow for your winter. Have loving you to spend, consider me a sinner. Surprise your day with some roses, maybe some flowers. I never knew two flies can change within 24 hours. Put a ring on your finger, give your name a new power. No more single on the ship, if it's mine, it's ours. The truth, special moment, like the bloom to a flower. This love we share is so sweet, it can never be sour. Making you love to the steam of the shower. Too bad it always a dream, but I enjoyed every hour. I'm Miss Amazing, oh my God, hella thick. Miss Amazing, too bad you broke with a clip. Miss Amazing, was born to take the dick. Miss Amazing, bout the money, run the quick. Oh, Miss Amazing, so bad. Oh, Miss Amazing, so thick. Oh, Miss Amazing, got class. Oh, Miss Amazing, the shit. Oh, Miss Amazing, so fresh. From my head to a whip. Oh, Miss Amazing, go hey, you one hell of a miss.
Machete King.
Dominicano. Machete King. sobriety still hurts. This is a special 420 edition. For all y'all that love getting high like I love getting high. I got my man EOP in the building with me. He has to understand. I look at you in the sky, you know it's not hard. I fly, fuck up, get up close, and I fly. Fuck up, get up close, even higher. I look up in the sky, you know it's not hard. I fly, fuck up, get up close, and I fly. Fuck up, get up close, and I fly. Shot a peach, not poured into my cup. That's already got Brugal, that Dominican rum. Stirred in a little OJ to cut down the bite. Sweeten up the drink so it goes down nice. I'm mixing it up to get everybody buzz. I'm rolling some herb to get pop off the bud. I don't give a fuck now that the basis is covered. Music turned up, I'll pick my next six baby mothers. Nah, B, I'm bluffing cause you know I pack the rubbers and I go raw. When I give them liquid full of bubbles, got some Presidente. Set up the table for Capi Cool. I'm drunk already to show them how Capi Capi do. After a couple games, get my bachata dance on. The girls give me dirty looks like, hey man, I got my pants on. I'm Dominican, born in New York, home of the champion. Rockin' pinstripes, getting my motherfucking Yankee on. I look up in the sky, the sun never shines no more. And I'm floating, I fly. Fuck up, and I float, and I fly. Fuck up, and I float even higher. I look up in the sky, the sun never shines no more. And I'm floating, I fly. Fuck up, and I float, and I fly. As the serotonin gets released, I feel so at peace that I start humming the tunes, the hail of the chief. Obama. The world is a thief, just stealing my life force. I'm fucking insane and they tell me it's my fault. So I roll a J, stuff the vortex with the hay, and simply neglect my problems, although they won't just go away. Yeah, I stay blazed like the sun out of space and tell sobriety to get the flying fuck out my face. Watch the news now just to see it all go to shit, cause they telling me that I'm wrong cause I'm smoking a split. I don't drive drunk, bitch, and I pay my taxes, so I don't know why I get so much harassment. I guess I gotta get my ass to a doctor to get me a license, just so I can give us the proper. Cause they going overboard when catching me with ounces, even though it's mine and I smoke it to the head. I look up in the sky, the sun shines no more. I float and I fly. Fuck up and I float and I fly. Fuck up and I float even higher. I look up in the sky, the sun shines no more. I float and I fly. I've been blowing even higher, blowing, eating fire, blowing heat and lava, man, my flow been heating tire. Smell the rubber burning when I'm gripping on the mic cord. Flow so to sit with a nigga even right for. This is my sport, easy like a free throw. You greasy like a pizza, what some niggas sweating me for? Hat low, eyes red, oh my god, this is one of my many different type of disguises. And you know my flow lives where the sky ends. Cause I spark up, then I float, then I fly, kid. Eons beyond kids, when my mind trips, mind dips like spaceships, leaving time ripped. I'm sick with my bick or just my pen. The floor with your frauds, I'm just mopping. I just hopped in the top 10, top 3. Not you, you're not me. Copy, copy.
I look up in the sky, and the sun never shines no more. Already high, fuck up, then I float, then I fly. Fuck up, then I float even higher. I look up in the sky, and the sun never shines no more. Already high, float, then I fly. Fuck up, then I float, then I fly. Fuck up, then I float even higher. I look up in the sky, and the sun never shines no more. Already high, float, then I fly. Fuck up, then I float, then I fly. Fuck up, then I float even higher. I look up in the sky, and the sun never shines no more. Already high, float, then I fly. Fuck up, then I float, then I fly. Fuck up, then I float even higher. In the sky, the sun never shines no more. Already high, float, then I float, then I fly. Fuck up, then I float even higher. Oh,
Radio. It's that Chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to Machete King, Ran Live, Realistic, E Burners, Kim King, Dr. Joker. What up, baby? Shout out to Jessica, Lee, too, Cashmere, you know, Nightcrawler. You know, all my newbies that's listening as well. Shout out to Black Cancer. Yeah. Anyway, he don't know it, but I'm going to steal his shit. Like, he better hurry up and patent that shit before I be like, yeah, yeah, all motherfucking through the show and shit. But anyway, I'm loving that. I like that, too. Machete, y'all want to collab with each other, make sure y'all check out the tweets, Air It Out Radio. If y'all want to Facebook me, Air It Out Radio as well. If you want to be on the show, that's cool, too. Hit me up at itsairitoutradio@gmail.com. You want to send some drops in, blah, blah, blah. All that good stuff. Definitely a good look. It'll be extra promo for you. I'm going to try to click my caller in, but acting real stupid right now. You know, blog doing this new shit. I'm telling y'all, it's crazy. Make sure y'all send y'all stuff in before 5 o'clock on Monday, because that's when I stop downloading anything. Even though I love y'all to death and I try to favor y'all, but it is what it is. I have a life and I got to do what I got to do before the show comes on. So I try to do it before 5 o'clock. So I'm stalling right now. As you can see, I'm talking shit. So anyway, just to inform y'all on some little things, you know. But anyway, I'm going to hit the lines up. 9912 Air It Out Radio. What's going on?
Chuck Rock. What's up, fire?
Who? What the hell was that? What the heck was that? What's up, Dot?
What's good?
How are you?
I'm fine.
Chilling.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
You done cursing us out?
Huh?
You done cursing us out?
You know,
oh, you
for
wasn't
right
cursing
now.
Me out. You wasn't cursing me
I
out.
I wasn't cussing you out? Okay. Well, then
yeah,
you good.
Yeah, I was on it.
You was good. Then you good. Then you good. See? Then it didn't apply to you. Didn't apply to you. So, but anyway, I got to ask you the topic. What's your opinion about the Facebook and Twitter thing? Should the post be real all the time?
It's impossible for everybody to post everything real. Everybody want to be real, but, you know, the main people that be out there saying they real be the fakest ones. So, all I could do is say what I put on my stuff. And, you know, sometimes
right.
I ain't going to hold you. I don't be 100% all the time. It just be
why?
Something I be thinking. Because it'd be like, you could tell when it's something that I seen, because I would say, I just seen. But if it's something that I'm making up, I'd be like, yo, wouldn't it be funny? You know what I'm saying? So
oh,
I'll let
yeah,
you know
well, that's,
it,
you know what I mean. That's just like, you know. But
yeah,
if you
be
like,
be
oh, I just came out of the Playboy Mansion. You know what I mean? Shit like that.
Well, you know, that's probably possible, because I was just talking to Hugh Hefner the up. Like, no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
like,
you know.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, niggas be riding around with Diddy.
Yeah, right? All the time. Take that.
All day.
Yeah, so, you know, it's kind of crazy. I don't know. I just be like, just post the real shit.
Some people are fraud till they make it.
Yeah. If it's some fake shit, just say, yo, man, I was just playing around, you know. I kid. But, I mean, like, just say that at least so everybody knows what's real and what's not, you know. Because you got people that really follow you, especially as artists or...
And take everything you say to heart.
Yeah.
So if you're sitting there out there saying, yo, I got 40 birds.
Yeah. Be like, I was
and
in
you,
Cali. Be like, nigga, what you doing here? I thought you were in Cali.
Oh, what happened
minutes,
was.
Yeah, right.
I
you
just
know,
came
I
back
like,
in.
Right. So
you
anyway.
Know, people going for us.
Yeah,
you know, you gotta know. It's all about getting to know the person. So you know who your friends is and you know who not.
Right. So pretty much don't
honestly,
take a
I
lot
really
of
don't
that
care.
Seriously.
Yeah, I really don't care what somebody says. Somebody say they riding around with Diddy. Okay. That's what's up. More power to you.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
What you eat don't make me shit.
That is definitely true. So what's going on with you? I know you got a lot going on.
You know, just still not... Pushing the Snatchies volume 1.7 mixtape. I'm about to drop volume 2. Probably drop that end of this month or next month. I don't know. They like teasers, so them joints, they get done fast. Working on my solo. Me and Nitty still working on
Nitty.
Pay-per-view.
Oh, but, I like pay-per-view.
He finally going, I know he online, so when you get him on here, tell him and everybody else that fucks with us, tell him to give me the footage. so I could put out the real first episode of the, you know, the day to day of me and him.
Don't y'all talk? Why are you?
Yes, we do, but this nigga always be like, yo, I'm gonna bring it down, bro. I got you. I'm like, all right. He like, oh, double that. But then he always, yo, I'm gonna bring it down tomorrow.
Oh, so, God. I love
maybe
how
if y'all tell him to bring it down, maybe he will bring it down. So
mm-hmm.
We supposed to be in the studio because we got a show tonight, I think, at Lincoln.
Oh, yeah?
And I think we got another
show. What
you
mean you think? Like, what the
hell? Like
what
I told
you,
man. Look, April 9th, we're supposed to be at Lincoln. Me, him, his artist, Uptown Ski, we're supposed to be out there. And then it's not official yet, but I think we're supposed to be at LaSalle and wait for the paperwork to come in for the April the 16th. So, you know, and then, you know, we got the regular shows, you know, the Philadelphia shows that we got going around. So,
he
the showcases.
At Lincoln.
We
so,
waiting for the Air It Out showcase. So,
I know, I know. You know what? I was just talking to, you know, your girl, whatever, and we trying to hook that up. You know, I'm going to roll with her.
Yeah, let's
see what's
make
going
that happen.
Yeah, you know. But first thing is first, I got to get the office situated, and then we can go from there. You know?
Oh, yeah, you know. We know. Everything is small steps, but.
Yeah, definitely. So.
As long as it happened before 2012.
I know. It was supposed to happen last year, at the end of the year, but, you know.
All right, well, hey, we still making forward
it's
steps,
cool.
So it don't matter.
It's cool.
It's
I need a bigger move right now. So,
hey, it's
yeah.
better to take a step forward than a half a step back.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So, what's your website?
You?
Look, I'm telling you, people hitting me up on AIM and it's slowing me down like e-burners. I don't know. He's trying to tell me something, but my screen is really slowing down. So, I can't really get to it right now. So if he's listening, you know, I can't see it, babe. But anyway, where can they reach you and all that good stuff?
Just hit me up on Dr. Joke. I'm not fucking with Facebook no more. They done deleted my page already. So just hit
what?
Me up with Dr. Joke on Twitter. Yeah, I told you they deleted my Facebook page.
You must have did something. Like, what did you do?
No, I was snapping on somebody because they was asking me about a female that I didn't even know.
Mm-hmm.
And she was she commented on, like, I added her. She commented on, like, I hold you not. And, like, 2 minutes, she commented on, like, 37 pictures somewhere. And I guess her boyfriend seen it because it was in her feed. And then he hit me on my inbox. And me and him started going back and forth. He said he going to do this to me. I'm laughing. Then I wound up snapping. Said I was going to do this to him. And then I looked. I'm like, yo, you're not even from Philly.
You was doing threats.
No, that's not even my twist. Like he just kept on inboxing me. Like, you know how you don't answer nobody? He
right.
still was sending stuff.
So why they ain't block him instead of blocking you? Like you know.
Because I didn't know. I don't do the block thing. So, like, that wasn't, like, since I don't do it, it wasn't in my mind. Like, oh, I could just block this person.
Mm.
So
yeah.
That's what happened. Oh,
they
must have
reported
you or
something.
Something. Yeah, he reported me. They said that
he did?
Reported me.
Well.
They
crazy.
Tell you when you go to sign in, it say that it's been determined by Facebook, and it just tell you you have been reported for something, and it don't never tell you what and who did it. So, you know, it's a lose-lose situation. But, yeah, hit me up at Dr. Joker at Twitter. That's DOTDAJOKER. Any producers out there got beats, anything, send them to checkrock at gmail, checkrock@gmail.com. I ain't even mean to be talking this much. I know a lot of people
no,
don't want to
you
get
know
on.
What? I'm trying to kill time anyway because this shit is hopping up on my shit right now. I'm dead serious. That's what, when y'all see us stalling, well, me stalling anyway, y'all know some behind-the-scenes stuff that, you know, was being played off.
Okay, so that means you trying to
but, yeah, so anyway.
Anyway,
I got to keep it moving. Anyway, as far
I'm
going to
get you a whole computer
show.
That my stuff can just sit on that whole computer. What
you know? What's up with the reality show?
Nitty, he on the line somewhere, so you got to ask him about that. He got all the footage. Ain't nobody still getting smacked. We trying to link up with you so we can get you to smack some people.
I know. I gotta smack somebody, like, in my intro of my, what do you call it? Like, I'm going to do, like, a skit for the show. before, you know, we actually come on and whatnot. I want to just, like, smack somebody and be like, air that radio, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, you got a lot of Facebook pages. I know somebody let you smack them.
I know. Who's the victim? We need a victim.
It ain't me. I'm light-skinned.
What you mean? You stupid. So anybody want to be a victim and be smacked, let me know and hit me on Facebook.
Nah, let me smack y'all too then if y'all say y'all will want to be smacked.
No, only I can smack them. They might get mad.
Oh, you better tell them they can't smack you back. You know, some people got reflexes.
Yeah, and you can't smack me back. And it's going to be a hard smack too. And it might be a couple takes too. So you might want to put some Vaseline or something on for that, you know. But anyway, I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm definitely going to. It's definitely going to be a couple takes, so you definitely got to prepare yourself for that. So, like I said, hit me on Facebook, Twitter, Air It Out Radio. I am dead serious, too.
You need to smack a chick, then.
I need to smack a chick?
Yeah,
make
it happen.
Smack a dude. Look, if I smack a dude and he say, what you smack me for? And I'll be like, Air It Out Radio, motherfucker. You know what I mean?
No, you got to smack a girl and make sure she got a lace front wig on.
Oh, yeah.
So that joint can slide off.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Be good money. Sweet.
That'd be good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. I like that.
I'm
so,
about to get that joint patent.
You still. I like that, though. I liked it. So, what are we getting into tonight, Doc? I think I'm pretty much clear right now.
You good? We in the good part of the water?
You
away from the show?
I think so, maybe.
Oh, all right. You got. I'm trying to think, how did I send it over? Is it even YNMN or is Young Nigga With Money? That's one of them.
With Money, huh? Let me see. What I got? I don't know. Oh, yeah, YN something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, YNYWN.
Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead and introduce it.
All right, this right here is off of Snatchies Volume 1. If y'all ain't got it downloaded, on NetPiff, just type in the name. This shit right here called Young Nigga With Money, produced by Noising, my man Wiley. Hey, little bro, I see you nitty, you know what I mean? Let's get to it. Hear it out, radio. Check rock.
Get no bread.
I'm a young nigga with money, young nigga with money, young nigga with money. I'm a young nigga with money, young nigga with money, young nigga with money. I'm a young nigga with money, it ain't no problem for me to sow that. All my money, Michelin Ness, that means it's so bad. My flow picture perfect, oh you ain't know that. Ain't nobody tell you to go ahead and grab that Kodak. That same cheese, watch out for the diamonds when they flash. You got the number one spot while I'm on your ass. What that mean? I look in your eyes, I see fear, bruh. You see me when you look in the mirror. I stay smoking on that la-la. Never see my eyes when I ride by. Always on the move, my favorite words is bye-bye. And I always get the last laugh, nigga, ha-ha. I'm a young nigga with money, young nigga with money, young nigga with money. I'm a young nigga with money, young nigga with money, young nigga with money. My flow nasty like the subway walls, and my body marked up like them high school stalls. Ew. Nasty, filthy, you gotta really feel me. What you expect, homeboy? I'm from Philly. LADC shit, long hair, don't care. Don't get it fucked up, nigga, it ain't no pussy head. So do not take it there. I'll be around the killers that take more shots than AI in this rookie year. I take your chick to prove a point if it's necessary. I ain't got no pics, I smash the secretary. Especially if she bad and if she looks good. I'm swinging for the hole in one when I'm using
I'm
that wood.
I'm a young nigga with money, young nigga with money, young nigga with money. I'm a young nigga with money, young nigga with money, young nigga with money.
Money shit, right? Money shit, right? Tattoos and all that up shit. All that up shit. That's it, baby. That's it, baby. That's what I do. That's what I do.
I'm a young nigga with money. Young nigga with money. Young nigga with money. I'm a young nigga with money. Young nigga with money. Young nigga with money.
Set it off.
Hey, it's your girl, Miss Jessica Lee. That's me, and that's all I know how to be.
Respect Me or Forget Me, and you've tuned in to the best spot on Blog Talk, Air It Out Radio, with that brown skin heifer, that chick fire. Competition where? We sees none. Okay.
Air It Out Radio, shout out Jessica Lee, and shout out to Dr. Joker. Anyway, if y'all want to hit him up, I'll be posting some tweets here and there. My computer's a little acting kind of crazy right now. So anyway, if I don't post them while they're on, I will post them later so y'all can always go back to my posts and, you know, check them out and hit them up on y'all own time or whatever. So anyway, as I said before, y'all have to do that on y'all own. Like, don't come to me and be like, what's such and such number? What's it? Y'all do that. I post it. It goes from my Twitter to my Facebook, and there y'all go, and have a nice day. Anyway, who was I going to get into? I was going to tell y'all something really, really quick. Anyway, for those that are listening, the topic for tonight is definitely about Twitter and Facebook tweets. You know, is it real? Is it fake? Should y'all post fake shit? Da-da-da-da. You know, give me your opinion on that. Let me know what y'all think. Whatever, whatever. Some of y'all probably posted some fake shit right now. But anyway, it's all good. But, I mean, y'all do have a freedom of speech or whatever to post whatever y'all want. So I'm not saying y'all shouldn't. I'm just saying that, you know, you should post some real shit. But that's my opinion. Anyway, we're going to hit the lines up a little bit more. 7869, what's going on?
Hey, girl, what's up?
What's going on?
You know who this is, right?
Who is this?
Tamika.
I know who you are, but I'm saying you got to introduce yourself to them so they know.
This is your girl, Tamika. This is my first time on a show with you today.
I was just tuning in last Monday.
You're a virgin.
I know. You ready to pop it?
Yeah, up. You know what? I had like a little drop for like the virgins and stuff. I got to get that back on because, you know.
See?
That was my little signature. But I'll get another one soon. So anyway, what's going on with you? We heard the drop for the commercial. So let them know a little bit more about that.
All right. Well, I'm a promoter for Philly. We got a party going down on April the 8th down Lux Slam, 724 Arch Street. The theme this time for our party is late nights and early mornings. So we're looking for everybody to come out, show some love. The ladies get in $10 before 11:30. So for those girls who don't know, that doesn't mean get in my line at like 11:25 and think you're going to make it in the door. My line is always around the corner. So get in the line like 10 p.m. when the door is open.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She said, my door's around the corner. Damn, my line's around the corner. Okay.
Yeah.
So what exactly is in there besides, you know, like, what else do you have to offer? Like, is there some drinks for free?
Oh, well, no.
Discounts?
Free, but we got some discounts.
Okay.
I don't know if anybody's familiar with the Tokyo Teas, but they normally like $5, Tokyo Teas.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all we really got, you know, Tokyo Teas.
And that's every...
To get in.
That's
no. This is just a specific event on Friday, April 8th. But what I do got for the city is every single Tuesday, starting April the 5th, we got Rain Lounge. We bringing that back.
Rain Lounge?
So, Rain Lounge.
Okay.
I don't know the exact address, but I know they stay on Old City, like 2nd and Chestnut, I think. And April 5th, we bringing it back for Rain Lounge every Tuesday. So it's like a top notch Tuesday type thing.
Okay. Do they gotta get dressed up or they just,
you know, not on Tuesday. No,
okay.
No dress code for Tuesday.
So what about
dress
the other
to impress
event? The other one?
Dress to impress on April the 8th.
Okay.
I mean, put your shit on. Don't come in with your hoodies and your chucks.
So they gotta be like what, suits and shit? Like what?
No. No, white tee is nice with some jeans, preferably above your butt. I really hate when guys wear the pants where your boxers is showing your crack out. That's not cute.
Mm-mm.
And guys, big guys with tight jeans, it's not cute. Mm-mm.
Yeah, the skinny jeans and stuff. Yeah.
The skinny jeans, big dudes with skinny jeans is not sexy.
Yeah, because they got big thighs and shit. Ugh.
Yeah, like they look like big guys with like... The tights the girls be wearing, that's not cute.
Yeah, that ain't cute. I just seen a dude with Uggs on today. I was like, oh, No. I was shocked. Like, I mean, that was my
You didn't get him out of here? You didn't get him out of here?
No, I was just like, is he got on us? That shit was funny to me. Like, I was staring like, I can't believe it. Like, it was a
You didn't
ghost.
Take a picture?
Nah, I didn't take a picture. But I was shocked. Like, they really do wear them. But anyway.
You must have been downtown with that.
Yeah, I was on a train. But I was just like, oh. My mouth was wide open, like, how I'm really doing right now. When we go to video, y'all really see all my facial expressions. Y'all are going to be like, this bitch is crazy. So,
the day in the life, huh?
Yeah, definitely. Do you have, like, your contact info where you want to, you know, if they want to contact you for more info?
Yeah, of course. I'm on
You don't
Twitter.
Have your phone number. I mean, just.
I'm not kidding.
I thought you was going to be like, yeah, 215.
No. Not that I haven't done it before. But I'm on Twitter. You can find me at New Kid on the Block. That's spelled NUKIDDONDABLOCK. I didn't think about it. You also can find me on Twitter, I mean on Facebook, as Tamika NPR /
Okay.
And that's Tamika, TAMIKANPR.
All right, that's what's up. See, look, it was real simple for you to get on. Look, boom.
Very easy.
Yeah, see, you know, send another drop in. We going to play that one, too. So
okay.
Anyway, thank you for calling in. You guys are right.
You better ask
something.
Me the question. You better ask me the question.
I'm so sorry. Oh,
you better ask me the question.
Look, I was just, you know, look, when the females come on, I get all happy, like, yay. You know, happy hands, happy hands. Okay, so the topic today is, you know, Facebook, Twitter, should your tweets and stuff be, you know, real, or should you just be able to do whatever you want randomly?
I think it should be real at all costs, only because, like, I don't know, like, there's just so many phony people out here, there's no need to be phony. Like, me personally, I'm the type of person who, I don't know, I got too much stuff to be doing to be fake.
Right.
So, like, if I say I'm at school, I'm at school. If I say I've seen this, I've probably seen that, you know what I mean? So, it's too, I don't know, I just don't see how people go out their way to be fake. I know that they're like how Dr. Joker was saying, like, oh, I saw this, or wouldn't it have been funny if, that makes sense. But to go out your way to, yeah, I caught that new, what, Rolls Royce, that Bentley, that's so not decent. You know, people don't say that anymore, but that's so not decent. But you know what I do want to talk about? I want to talk about some shit that's really corny.
What?
I don't like when people sit there and see people in the club, then they talk shit on Twitter and Facebook, but you seen the person right there face to face. Why didn't you just say something to the person if they bothered you that much? That's what I don't like. I don't like phony people. That's the epitome of, like, your lane. Like,
well, you know what? Sometimes people don't want to say nothing because, like, if I seen you at a club and I'd be like, you mean, like, saying something like, look at her motherfucking sneakers or
something like
that?
No.
She got some busted-ass niggas on.
No, like, saying, like, oh, I saw this such and such and such. It's like, that's like me saying, I just seen Fire in the club and Fire was looking a hot fucking mess. But then you just saw me. Why did you just say it to me? That's lame. Like, people so lame. That's the
You
I
know how
like.
People are. You know, what? That's just the world today. So it is what it is. I'm trying to think, have I ever done that? Maybe. I don't know. I'm taking back. Like, did I ever do that? I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. But anyway, like, it is what it is. That's just how it is sometimes.
It is.
But Twitter is a mess. Like, Twitter can really post some crazy shit I haven't seen today.
Titty Tuesdays. Did you see there's on Tuesdays, it's Titty Tuesdays.
Titty
then,
Tuesdays? What the fuck is that?
Where girls sit there and post up their pictures of their tatas with their face.
Are you kidding me?
I'm dead up.
Why do they do that?
I don't know. To show off their titties in celebration of the tatas, I guess.
Really?
And then, there's this guy called Team Wolfstand. He get girls to write on their body saying, call themselves Daddy Wolf, and then they send up naked pictures of themselves.
Ew.
And he posts them on Facebook. I mean, on Twitter, they do it all to get. They do all this stuff to get more.
Like
more followers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they get more followers.
Okay.
And the bull's definitely successful because he got over 16,000 followers.
I guess so. If you posting, you know, nude shit or whatever. I'm surprised Twitter even lets that go down. Like, you know, I don't know.
And that's why Facebook is fading the black.
Yeah, true. Like nude shit and coochies and penises and stuff. Like, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, definitely appreciate you coming through, Ma. And so
thanks for having me.
Yeah. See, it was easy. We got to come through whenever you feel like it, boo.
I sure will. I'm thinking about making this a regular thing.
Yeah, there you go. You'll start gaining some more people come to the club, you know what I mean? Especially if you be like, yeah, if you was on Air It Out, when y'all come to the door and say y'all was on Air It Out, you might get a discount or something, blah, 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 blah. Boom. That's my new thing. Boom. Yeah, see, look.
Ooh,
there you go.
I like that idea.
Working it out for you. So anyway, definitely appreciate you coming through. Let me hit these lines up before they kill me.
Okay. Have tons of fun. I'll be listening.
All right.
All right, girl.
All right. Air It Out Radio, I apologize for taking so long. I told y'all, like, sometimes I have to do that because, you know, Blog Talk be acting crazy with this thing, and my computer is kind of crazy today. But anyway, boom, 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 boom. 4986, what's going on?
Dominicano, what's good with you, Fire?
What's going on? You still ain't tell me what that means.
That's just me. I'm Dominican, so when I say Dominicano, I'm just declaring my heritage, that's all.
Okay, but it don't mean nothing.
It means Dominican in Spanish. Dominican
okay.
Man. Dominicano. Right. You know, all the ladies in Dominicana.
Okay, look, man, I'm a little slow. So I'm here, bitch.
No, you good, man. You busy. You got a lot on your plate these days. You know,
really?
You know what it is.
Look, I
what's good.
Only cuss, you know, I just know the curse words and stuff. You know what I mean? In Spanish, that's
hey.
It. You know what I mean?
No, listen. It ain't about nothing. I got you. We'll start tutoring next month.
Yeah, we got to do that.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Congrats on finally getting into the office and you know, bravo. I'm clapping my hands.
Yay!
You know, for you all getting set up and everything. And mad love to you for throwing that track on with me and the OP. Shout out to him.
Yeah.
Yep, that song, Sobriety Still Hurts. That's on Bandcamp.com. Well, Machete King. .bandcamp.com. You know what I'm saying? You can hit me up at itsmyurls.com/machete king. Thank you, Fire, for putting me through to that. and yeah, check out the album, man. It's crazy and it ain't even done yet. I've been tweeting with Black Cancer all crazy while we've been listening to the show and texting with Neo P and whatnot. So we about to put some things together and whatnot, concoct some fly shit for y'all.
That's what's up. I'm glad y'all collaborate, and I like you on the Air It Out Outers collaborate and stuff like that.
Hey, man, this is what you did. This is what you did. You put a lot of creativity together, and boom, bap, it's just going to be a beautiful situation.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Miss Jessica Lee. I've been rocking with her on Twitter, and everybody else that I've been rocking with on Twitter is Air It Outers, man.
Yeah, I'm glad everybody's friendly, yo, because, you know, you can come across a couple.
I totally understand, you know,
everybody's pretty much cool. Yeah, everybody's pretty much cool.
Yeah.
So
know,
I got to ask you
the
topic.
So that's not,
yeah, I
all right.
The topic for today.
I've been listening. You ain't got to repeat it.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, so basically, I'm on some shit, whereas keep it 100. If you post and fake shit, make sure you rectify and let niggas know, okay, y'all know I'm just fucking with y'all, right?
Because
A lot of motherfuckers live on Facebook. A lot of people live on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? And some motherfuckers don't got shit else to do with they like then be all up on your page or all up on whoever's page. And, you know, you got your dedicated fans or whatever that see what you post and they follow you and rock with you based on what you post.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? It's all a matter of maintaining your own personal integrity as a, not just an artist, but as a person, you know?
You're here to entertain,
so do some shit that's entertaining, but at the same time, keep it true to yourself. True to who you are. That's all.
There you go. I like that.
Hey, man, I try to keep it simple, man. I try to keep it simple. Life is short, man. Life is definitely short, man. I'm about to turn 30 in a couple of days, and yeah, it's crazy. I never thought I'd make it this far. It's fucking crazy.
Now.
Like, thank God, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, life is crazy, and I'm glad I'm here, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's crazy. We don't appreciate life, man. We need to. It's too short.
No, we don't. We don't. We don't. There's a lot of people who do not appreciate their life. But anyway, where can they reach you at again?
Oh, man, I'm Machete King, MacheteKing, all one word, on Twitter. It's my URL.com/MacheteKing. You know, fuck it. Google Machete King Sobriety Hurts. I guarantee I'll be in the top 20. You will find me. Yeah, I do a little work on this thing, on this little computer thing here.
So what are we getting into tonight?
I'm rocking with Black Cancer. Yo, man, shout out to you once again, man. He was like, yo, man, play that legalizer joint again. So I said, fuck, that's what I'm going with, man. You need to legalize the treatment. Yeah, that's off Sobriety Hurts. You can find that on iTunes. The whole fucking Sobriety Hurts album. Alright, so it's legalized, man. It's just that simple, man. Life is short. Why make motherfucking stuff unnecessary, you know?
Alright, there it is. Machete King.
Air it out, baby.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Machete King, the menace to sobriety. And this is Sobriety Hurts. The title of this song is Legalize It. Because quite frankly, I wanna smoke, cause I'm kinda stressed. And all day I dream about having sex. Legalize the medicine that I need, so me and mine can get to heaven in peace. I wanna smoke, cause I'm kinda strong. And all day I dream about having sex. Legalize the medicine that I need, so me and mine can get to heaven in peace. I smoke for many reasons, got things on my mind. That's something you can see clearly if you peep on my rhymes. But just for the sake of keeping it clean, let me break you off with what really I mean. I don't advocate the killing of cops. I advocate making police brutality stop. I want to feel safe when walking my block, but I gotta worry about fitting descriptions when victims get popped or getting frisked when I'm on my way to class being cavity searched like I'ma stash a gun up my ass. We ain't in jail, so where the fuck's the probable cause? I guess this is why we sag pants and show draws. The overzealous cops don't go for shots, cause cops do what they want whether we like it or not. So I roll up, spark up, take slow puffs so I can chill if the whole damn world blows up. Fuck. And all day I dream about having sex. Legalize the medicine that I need, so me and mine can get to heaven in peace. I wanna smoke, cause I'm kinda stressed. And all day I dream about having sex. Legalize the medicine that I need, so me and mine can get to heaven in peace. Let me get high, let me numb the pain. Let me stop feeling like the world's gone insane. I just wanna hit, feel like I'm normal, feel like I'm happy, feel like something royal. Don't wanna think about bills or nothing else. Just wanna have some good feelings to myself. I just wanna relax, I want calm nerves. Wanna daydream about sex with a bomb nurse. Don't wanna get high and go commit crimes. I just wanna stop feeling like I wanna die. I'm kinda depressed, don't feel like nothing matters. So I wanna roll a fat one and then one fatter. Wanna hurt my lungs from a strong pull. Wanna get wings and fly like drinking Red Bull. I want a whole lot and it's good to want things. I want that natural high, green like swamp thing. I wanna smoke, cause I'm kinda stressed. And all day I dream about having sex. Legalize the medicine that I need, so me and mine can get to heaven in peace. I wanna smoke, cause I'm kinda stressed. And all day I dream about having sex. Legalize the medicine that I need, so me and mine can get to heaven in peace. For a while, never killed nobody, never crashed a car, had some wicked parties, never got a disease from a killer hottie who wanted to aim to please with a killer body. Never robbed nobody after kissing Mary Jane, never wanted to rape nobody or hijack a plane, never wanted to do none of that shit while I'm high. Just wanna feel nice with my lady by my side. Sex is good when sober, when lifted, it's the best. Not so high that I don't get it, no, don't mean yes. I wanna puff in a cafe while drinking tea, or at a strip club matinee while she drinks. Me. Wanna fuck up after a stressful day. Wanna be a licensed dealer, getting paid. I'm ambitious, got dreams, wanna reach the top. Weed calms the sick thoughts that might cause me to stop. I wanna smoke, I'm stressed. And all day I dream about having sex. Legalize the medicine that I need, so me and mine can
get to heaven in peace. I wanna smoke, cause I'm kinda stressed. And all day I dream about having sex. Legalize the medicine that I need, so me and mine can get to heaven in peace. I wanna smoke, cause I'm kinda stressed. And all day I dream about having sex. Legalize the medicine that I need, so me and mine can get to heaven in peace. Legalize it. Legalize it. Legalize it. Stop making us suffer, you punk ass motherfucker. Yeah, man, they need to legalize it and stop playing these jokes and games. Cause we already know what it's really hitting for. If weed is legal, 90% of the pain medication the motherfucker is taking, or you know, your psych meds or whatever the fuck, 90% of that shit is out the window. Y'all do some research, do some math. We need to legalize this shit and save the economy. Stop bullshitting with these motherfucking pharmaceutical companies. They can suck a dick. I said it. Machete King, bitch. I'm out. Legalize it.
You're now tuned to Air It Out Radio. Make sure your motherfuckers log on to www.airitoutradio.net. Shout out to that fire chick, a.k.a. the brown skin heifer. You already know this, Benji Jones, chairman and CEO of Wolfpack Music Group. Fuck with us or fuck out of here. On that note, I'm signing off as the A&R West Philly. God bless America.
I like that. Air It Out Radio, it's that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. If you're on the net, you want to tune in, 347-677-1163. I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more before my guest comes on, and then y'all going to be really mad because, you know, that takes like about 15, 20 minutes. So anyway, let's go. Let's see who's the next victim. 5327, Air It Out Radio. I'm going to hurt you.
What's yeah, you on? Can't fuck with me with my own joint.
I'm going to steal it and take it and make it mine.
This nigga said he going to get it tagged. God damn. You done threatened to take my shit. You said, Brad Cancer, get it tagged. That's
you
a smart fucking idea.
Look, I was saying it last night. I was like, yeah. He was like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I'm like, yeah.
It's
like,
cool. I got numerous phrases and shit, so it's all good with me. How you doing, Fire?
I'm good. How are you, hun?
I'm all right. At work.
At work? Oh, wow. Listen to Air It Out. See, that's dedication. I like that.
Yeah, that Monday night work, that Monday night Air It Out, John. You know how we do.
Right. Okay. So we don't want to hold you up too long. So I got to ask you the topic. For today, pretty much, what you think about the Facebook, Twitter thing? Like, should
that
post
shit
be
is
real?
Corny. That shit is corny. Just like a fucking rapper acting like he or she doesn't work, that shit is corny to me. So it's like, whether you on Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, it don't matter what social site, just keep that shit 100. Like, why pump fake? If you can't do it in front of people, why do it on the site just because you know you can get away with it momentarily? Once somebody confronts your bitch ass, it's all over with. That's
yeah,
some sucker shit. I can't respect that. I can't respect that out of a female or a male.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just tell it like it is. I mean, what is it to me? It's a bunch of fans, but if you're not an artist, a bunch of people that follow you or unfollow you, you can say the wrong or right thing and they can still unfollow you. You know what I'm saying? You really can't win. Why are you trying to... You're trying to impress. You're trying to do too much. And I never liked the motherfucker that did too much.
Yeah.
That shit corny to me. I really get angry at that because I'm going to be myself on Twitter regardless of who the fuck likes me. You unfollow me. That's what it's there for. Keep it moving. I'm good.
Yeah.
Ain't like you really know me.
Right? So what's going on with you?
Performed last week, showed love to my mentor. She just put out a book called She Books, dedicated to her friend that died and to women or whatever. Working with my team, we supposed to be doing a couple performances soon, as well as me in Jersey, April 2nd or 3rd. Shout outs to Lyrics to Go, Ricardo or Jay, whatever you want to call him. Yeah, he got his showcase in Jersey, so I'll be over there doing what I do. I got tickets on sale for $10. You find me on foot if you fucking follow me on Twitter.
I try not to be too specific. You never know who the fuck got a Twitter and be like, damn, that's that boy right there and shit. But, yeah, I'll be on foot. I got the tickets on deck. I got, you know, the mixtape leaks on deck. I don't have the mixtape, and I ain't going to get that shit away, but I'm still doing the continue building my buzz up, and then I release that joint. That's the best way. That's how I feel is the best way, and that's how I'm going to go about it. So you
right.
can ask me every week, but until I get that buzz up, they ain't getting nothing, because I really worked hard for that shit.
Okay. And that's what it is. So as far as the shows or whatever, do you have any shows, like, outside of Philly that you got coming up?
Just in New Jersey, John. Now, once I get my wheel back up, I do plan to venture to other cities, because I've been to Baltimore, I've been to Boston and Miami and yada yada. But I ain't really, really put in no type of work and network like I should have or like I could have. So, fuck the shoulda, coulda, woulda, let's get it done.
Right.
And that's what I plan on doing.
Okay.
And that's what Twitter is for, too. Like, I really utilize my shit. I ain't just sitting there saying no dumb shit or geeking or drawing, you know. I go in, I play around, but at the same time, I get my work done, whether that be education or my career.
Right. As you should, though, as you should.
Yeah.
As you should. So I know you collaborating with the Air Doubters and all that good stuff. Is there anybody else that you collaborating with besides, like, Machete King? And you got any, you collaborating with any females? I haven't heard you say you're going to collaborate with any females yet.
I want to collaborate with Kim King, but I'm taking my time with that. For reasons and shit. But yeah, at the same time, while I'm going to give the names of the collaborations, it'll also be a shout out. So, shout outs to Jay Rose, shout outs to Burners, shout outs to Machete King, shout out to Slug and Nucci and his staff for Shadow Radio, whatever, because I got a few cats now that want to link up with me and do some songs. So, that with that being said, that's actually helping me out as much as it's helping them out. With the buzz that I'm aiming for, so that way once I do put out my mixtape, even though I'm gonna shop it on the internet and I'm gonna be on foot with it, that'll help me in the process. So I won't have to work as hard, even though I'm gonna have to work hard regardless.
Okay, cool. All right, so tell them where they can reach you at.
It's myurls.com, and I recently changed my it's myurls.com/blackcantr, that's Black Cancer, and I recently changed my bio. So if you got beats, you want to hook up with a nigga, it's bcancer3@gmail.com. That link you to my Reverb Nation. You can send whatever, holler at me. Please be serious, don't be about no dumb shit. I ain't got much time to kill. I'm sure you don't either. If you do, I feel sorry for you. We all grown men and women here. Let's get this shit together.
Right. Do you ignore
and shout
the
out
people
to
that,
you.
That send you, you know, stuff that you're not interested in, or do you respond to all your stuff?
Luckily, I haven't had a situation where somebody sent me some dickhead shit yet, but I'm for some reason, I'm anticipating it. I'm just expecting it.
It's coming, right?
Yeah, as long as you put your Gmail out there, your Yahoo, whatever, you got to expect a dickhead to do some dumb shit. So, you know what I mean? That comes with the territory.
Right. Okay.
It
so
is
what
it is with that one.
What are we getting into tonight?
We could get into Rule Keep Willing if you got that, John. And if not, then we can get into Get Your Money Right. Or I Came Up.
Where is I Came Up? Okay, I Came Up. Yeah. I'm about to do your thing. I don't want to do it. Do it again. One more time.
Yeah.
Black Cancer, baby.
Yep.
My fingers, but they took the thing on the face of my desk. To the top, it is. I'm surprised when you focus, they make them go to the bottom. Keep on rocking.
pain is all I ever felt. Anger, etc. I came from the bottom, wasn't popping with the dust and stuff. Lost my brother very young as death. Kinda tear me up with I was educated. Niggas hated who was very dumb. Haters tried to intimidate me cause I had the smartest plus. Bitches felt me a little bit so they had to start. Was taught to be a broad April fools. I had to march through envious niggas whose mission was to have them parts. I mean, on my road to shine. Mine wasn't overdriving. They was cruising. All he was using was on his shoulder. Barely had a sober mind. They was on a rolling high. Had my head in books, and when they looked, they wanted to choke him. Couldn't stop me, I was Rocky putting in overtime. Punching back with every fucking chance at a school of sign. Yeah, I was geeking by the week and I was cool with mine. May 8, haters, they hate, I was on my grind. I came up in them, I blame my niggas. But they suck as they, doing a phase in my just to the top. It is a surprise when you focus, say your joke is gonna stop. You can ride. I came up in them, I blame my niggas. But they suck as they, going to phase of my just to the top. It is a surprise when you focus, say your joke is gonna stop. You can ride. Yeah, I was book smart, but I didn't look artsy. I hardly was rocking the best. And the ghetto niggas gotta look sterile. If you don't throw war, then you drawn and ain't popular yet. So the swag had to step up the bag in the sex month. Pull them to the left of me and ask them what's up, ma. It ain't matter, I was trying to bag them at bus stop. Cause the nigga pussy rape was average, that wasn't hot. At 14, my first date, she gave me one shot. Wasn't a hottie, but had a body that I wanted. Melded raw, felt it all on my young cock. Sex was crazy, but we separated. What the blood clot? Nevertheless, I better my S-W-A-G, cause I better my sex. See, I got some gear and stepped it up. Rock away with dressed him up. Went from solid, then my shit got hotter than Progressor. I came up in a, I blame up niggas. But they suck as they, doing a phase of my just to the top. It is a surprise when you focus, say the joker's gonna you from ride. Yeah. I came up in a, I blame up niggas. But they suck as they, doing a phase of my just to the top. It is a surprise when you focus, say the joker's gonna you from ride. Yeah. When you down, then you down, so you gotta get up. Ain't no point to sit around and frown and ride your lip up. Get your chips up, money bag it and zip up. Cause paper rules everything, hustle, rack up the big bucks. When you down, then you down, so you gotta get up. Ain't no point to sit around and frown and ride your lip up. Get your chips up, money bag it and zip up. Cause paper rules everything, hustle, rack up the big bucks. The gold on this road to plenty riches and skinny bitches and mini whips with a bigger crits. With you to sitting is the conquer it all. You gotta live large, dodging the bars cause the cops that they draw. Try to get false to me and my niggas. You and your homies cause they only know to harass. Server protectors, motherfucking obsolete. Honestly, any odds I'm trying to beat. I done weak, shed blood and tears for the love of bread. The finest beat, I see, C-H, I need V-cake. Surviving and easing, I'm riding till Z breaks fall off and nah, dog, I'm not stopping. I'm guapping my option. In this game of life, is fucking ball. Yeah. I came up in a, I play my niggas. But they suck as they, doing a phase of my just to the top. It is a surprise when you focus, ain't a joke, I'm gonna you can ride. I came up in a, I play my niggas. But they suck as they, doing a phase of my just to the top. It is a surprise when you focus, ain't a joke, I'm gonna you can ride.
Radio, it's that Chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website airitoutradio.net. If you're on the net, you want to tune in, hit me up 347-677-1163. I'm about to get into my guest. I'm so excited. I've seen her on battling and doing all kind of crazy stuff. I mean, she's doing her thing. I'm so proud to have her on, repping for the ladies, you know what I mean? Miss Liquid Styles. Whenever I get to my thing and it stops jumping, what's going on, Miss Liquid? How are you?
Hey, what's going on? Everything is everything.
Okay. I'm excited. Look, I'm a fan. I'm not going to front. I'm a big fan of yours. Look, I seen you do the battle with what's her face, and I was like, wow. Wow, okay, all right. You were so calm and, you know, just smiling and shit. And
yeah.
I was like, wow, okay. Usually girls are,
right,
know.
The battles, those were like... old school and for fun, and it's Like, I look at it now, and I'm like, man, I'm obnoxious. But other than that, it was fun. Jump Off TV is probably, like, one of the – it's actually how I got to go on tour in Asia when I went to Thailand, because they happened to see one of those battles. So it was cool for that little time period. But I hadn't battled since then, since the Jump Off TV battles.
No? You don't feel the need to do it no more? You good? You done with that?
I think I'm done with that chapter in the autobiography of Liquid. I think that I couldn't see myself battling in the future because, well, right now, especially with women, we need more of us
positive
at a certain level before we can start, you know, just tearing each other down. And it is for sport, so the battle is an important part of the hip-hop culture, but we got to spread some more love for a little while before we can start, you know, focusing on the battles again.
That is so true.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Speaking of the female beef or whatever, real quick, what's your opinion on the Nicki and, you know, Kim thing?
I think that could have been solved a long time ago. I think it's important for the new schoolers in hip hop to respect the old schoolers of hip hop, because, you know, if it wasn't a Kim, if there wasn't a Foxy, there wouldn't be a Nicki Minaj, and it's kind of like being disrespectful to a, like, you know, like you might have an aunt that's a couple years older than you, but it's just a respect level you should have because that's your aunt, you know,
right?
And like I don't see like, you know, the Fall Out Boys having beef with U2. Or, you know, I don't see any new jazz musicians talking about they had beef with Miles Davis. It's like, you know, I think hip hop is one of the few genres like people ain't got no home training. Like, you just gotta be respectful at some level. It's kind of like with Nelly going at KRS-One. It's like, dude, like, first of all, this man is twice. That could be your father. Like, for real, this man's twice
pretty
your
much
age. And he paved the way for you to be able to run. Sometimes it's cool to just shut your mouth and take it. Like,
but what
you
happens
know?
When the old school just come at them, you know, the young school for no reason, like, yo, this or that. Because didn't KRS-One
like,
come at him first?
With Nelly and KRS-One, well, he thought, KRS-One took offense because he thought Nelly was talking about him on a song. So, yeah, being that there was no proof, I could see that it would just come out of nowhere. I don't know the history with those guys. I don't know why KRS-One felt that he was talking to him in the song, but
it had to do with something, that number one song or something, I'm number one.
Yeah. He was like, I got a problem with people questioning what's real hip-hop, half the time be the one that album flop. And Nelly claimed he wasn't talking to KRS-One, but I guess, you know, maybe he felt like he would. I don't know. They might have a conversation the day before. You know, he said, she said at that point. But, you know, as far as Kim and Nicki, like, I hope they work it out. And, you know, it would be great to see those two get along. Hopefully, I hope that it's a part of the marketing plan.
Mm-hmm.
This is Liquid's dream, and this is this line item number 29. Like, have beef with Lil' Kim to get you some more recognition, and then we're going to make y'all do a song together at the end of the year to bring it all together for, you know, Breast Cancer Month or something.
Well, Nicki says she don't need no mediator, so I don't know. Hopefully they will, though. Hopefully they will. So you from Carolina, right?
Yes, born and raised.
South or north or what part?
South Carolina. Columbia, South Carolina.
Okay.
Good old city of the metro, as we would call it. But, yeah, let's see. Who's from there? James Brown was born in Barnwell, South Carolina.
Okay.
You know, Vanna White, you know, representing
Vanna White.
White. No.
She's from there? What?
Yeah, she's from Myrtle Beach, Dizzy Gillespie. So, yeah, we got a couple of, you know, old school. Girl, ain't nobody recent from there. I'm recent.
Look, you try your hard to pull him out the bag.
I'm trying hard.
I know. So, but you're doing a good job, though, because you had a lot of stuff on YouTube, and, you know, I was looking for the Wex Media, what is it, the Wex Media, like, where they, you know, have, like, a definition. Yeah, y'all, you got to get on that, because I was like, yes.
Yeah,
and honestly,
yeah.
I was like, no. But anyway, you know, just a definition of everything you've done since you've got such a large, you know, repertoire. But what's going on with the gummy bear and the whole camel toe thing?
Oh, camel toe in your mind. Okay, so this is the theory behind that song. I, you know, always felt out of place when I go to these hip-hop shows and, you know, dudes would get on the stage and be like, yo, this song's for the ladies or something for all the beautiful ladies out there. And then they get up there and it's like, I want to put my thing in your throat, watch it choke. And everybody here know that's a quote. And then the guys sing along and it's like, that's not romantic. Like, I'm really not trying to hear, like, rash, sexual,
right.
You know, like, you know, give me something like Goody Mob, Beautiful Skin, or something with some,
yeah.
some soul, or, you know, but, so anyway, I would get tired of that, like, in all the B's and the hoes, like, being said at shows, so I was like, you know what, I'm going to do a reverse misogynist this song, and this will show men that you shouldn't be misogynist, you
right.
know, but no, it just didn't even...
It didn't,
like, I more guys request that song at shows than women. Oh, can you do camel toe? And it's like, you didn't even really get what I was going for when I, nah, that's my song. Okay.
Right.
So, you know, it did the exact opposite of what it was supposed to do. But all in all, it's a fun song. When I first came to New York, I did a lot of, you know, promotion at little clubs and stuff. So it was kind of like a play on a night out at this club Imperial that I used to go to and promote for with my boy Otto. But,
right.
yeah, throughout the night, I would get several, like, you'd be surprised what kind of lines dudes come up with. Even nowadays, it's like, wow, you didn't even think about that before you said it to me. But, okay. So it's kind of like just playing on the whole nightlife scene and internal thought process.
Right. So what exactly does liquid styles mean? Like, how did you come up with it?
Well, it's kind of like a play on water. Like a chemistry, let's like look at that. It's if you think about water, when it evaporates, it's moisture, but it's still water, just in a different form. Same as if you put it in a cold environment, it freezes. It's ice, but it's still water, just in a different form. And then at room temperature, water is just liquid because it's just at room temperature. So with me, with my style, you know, I can exist in different environments. I can, you know, exist in different forms and genres, but I'm always the same element. I'm always the same person. It's always me, but I'm very versatile in my style. So that's kind of like where liquid styles came from.
Okay. You're so damn
yeah.
deep. Listen to you.
Liquid is deep.
I like that, though. I like that. You put salt into, you know, what you're doing and stuff. So I definitely,
thank you.
You know, appreciate that. So the whole afro, like, natural look, do you get a lot of people trying to change your style, or are they cool with just, you know, the way you are?
I used to at the beginning. I met with a couple of folks that do a couple of things. Even from when I was in South Carolina, like, I think one of the main labels that was down at the time, before I signed with the indie label Sweatbox, was very much so on a tip, like, oh, we love your voice, we love what you do, we just want to, you know, the only thing is we want to change kind of how you dress or whatever. So it's something that I always ran into until now. Like, now it's at a point where I don't get it so much, I guess because after so long, people finally get it and, you know, they just let it be. And, like, the cool thing is afros are, like, in now.
Yeah.
Like, I think when I first started wearing mine, it wasn't really in, but the sister with big hair are really doing it. Yeah, Esperanza Fallon, she has
the
afro.
Especially after, what's her name came out? The chick from Philly. Oh my gosh, on the tip of my tongue.
Bahamadia?
No, her too, but Jill Scott. Like Jill
yeah,
Scott
she
and
has the afro.
You know, Lauryn Hill, you know, they do
exactly.
these.
Exactly.
So,
you know, so,
Erykah Badu, you know what I mean? So,
yeah, so people are starting to get it now.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's becoming less of an issue. And, you know, also once you get to a certain level, people are like, oh, well, you know, now that you have a following, people must get it, and it's okay for you to look that way. It's like, well, you know, people like the real. They just want you to be yourself, so.
They need to concentrate on the music, and that's the key. You know
exactly.
what I mean?
Exactly.
That is the real key. So what? I know you traveled and you done performed a lot of places. What's the most memorable place you've performed at?
Most memorable place? Actually, it would be a tie. say Thailand first at the Shantika Club in Thailand, just because it was unreal. Like, I didn't know how many people in the crowd actually spoke English, but they were rocking with me the entire time. So that would be number one. And number two, I'd probably say, I guess at Cleveland State University, because literally that was where I opened for Cedric the Entertainer. But really? The way it happened, it was like really off the cuff. Like, I went and I performed in front of this, in front of all of these people who I'm pretty sure hadn't heard of Liquid before. And, you know, by the end of the night, I had people asking me for my autograph, and I was like, wow. It's one thing to, like, go in somewhere and perform for people who are coming to see you and, you know, are fans of your music. And it's another thing performing in front of a crowd where only a couple people might know you, and you have to win people over.
Right.
So, I'll probably say those two.
And you do a good
my last
show,
one
too.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
My last show in Dallas, the second time I performed there, I had my first heckler. And I actually called him up on stage, and then he embarrassed himself. But, like, that was a memorable show, too.
Wow. So, I like the show that you did at the, I think it was like a hat store or whatever, and you was with the live band. I liked that, too.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
that was really funny.
Yeah. So how would you describe yourself? Like, what would you say about Liquid if you had to describe Liquid?
I would say Liquid is like the girl next door that you was always cool with, that you kind of don't know as much as you think you should know her, but if something came down to it, you know, like I have your back. And you could probably tell me a bunch of secrets and I wouldn't tell anybody.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm kind of off. But when it comes down to it, like, I'm very much on point. So that's how I would describe Liquid.
Okay. I liked it.
Yeah.
So as far as you being an MC or whatever, how long have you, you know, been rhyming or whatever?
Oh, I've been rhyming since I was, like, 8. And, you know, I performed, my first time I ever performed was in church, at my aunt's church in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I was already, like, writing little poems, and, you know, I wrote my first rap, like, the year before. So I had already been writing for a little while by the time my little show came. All I did was rap the books of the Bible. But I'd say, like, becoming an MC, I felt like I became an MC when I was in New York. And it might have been 06 or 07. I won the EO Dub MC Challenge. And there's only been 3 women in history to ever win that challenge, because if you know about the New York hip-hop scene, anybody you could think of, Jen the MC, Pumpkinhead, Iron Solomon, the Three Kings, any MCs you can think of, they came through EO Dub at some point in time. And
right.
To win an MC Challenge, it's like not everybody can say that they've done that. And I think, like, it's probably around number 50, because I won, it might be more than that, because I think I won, like, 40, 42 or 46. So it's probably more than that, because that was a long time ago. But there's only been 3 women to win. Chocolate Ty was the first, I was the second, and Sarah Connor is the third. And I felt like when I won that competition, I became an MC. And this was still around the Battle Time with Jump Off TV. It was kind of like in conjunction, and the MC challenges. And I feel like to be a complete MC, you should be able to do all those components. You should be able to write. You should be able to freestyle. You should be able to battle. You should be able to make a coherent song. Like, you should be able to just write lyrical prose, period. And I felt like it wasn't until then that I was fluent in all of those aspects of being an MC. So I always was a great writer. I could always make a song. And but the battling and
freestyling weren't my strong suits per se when I was in South Carolina. But by the time I came here, I felt like I had all those components where they should be for me to call myself a professional, for me to say I'm an MC and say it with, you know, authority. So, you know, I said that come around like 06, 07. So, yeah.
Do you think that a lot of the artists should do stand up, should pay for, like, you know, to do the shows and stuff? Because sometimes you got to pay to get on or whatever. What's your opinion on that? Do you think they should pay, or you think that they shouldn't enter any kind of shows unless they, you know, it's free?
Yeah, this is my thought process on that. If in any type of musicianship, like, you should never have to pay to get on stage. Like, I think if artists took time to just think about, you know, the kind of money that they're investing, they could use that for their own expenses. They could put on their own shows. And it's like the interesting thing about being artists now and being an artist when, you know, around Motown days are that, you know, due to the internet, due to the accessibility of music, due to the fact that we live in a digital age where people don't want to wait, they need it now. Like, you have to, as an artist, be able to do every component of executing your craft. You have to be able to book your own shows. You have to be able to book your own venue. You have to know where to get your product done. You have to know how to put it out there, how to market it. Like, it's very much called a music business for a purpose. So I think sometimes artists that aren't aware of all the important steps of being an artist, you know, it's usually the people, I just need to get out there, son, you know, I just need to, people need to hear what I got to say and blah, blah, blah. And it's like they fail to realize the artistry behind the music. And that also goes into being wise about your craft. 9 times out of 10, if you got to pay to get on a bill, it's probably a scam. And that's just 9 times out of 10. Mm-hmm. Unless you're buying into a show and you're offered some kind of return, like, I'm not saying it's any problem with partnering up with another organization. You and your friends want to throw a show at whatever event, the Tundra or somewhere. You know, you guys go in and you also get the returns. Anytime you get on stage, you should be getting paid. And like musicians do it. Like anytime, like a drummer, anytime a guitar player gets on stage, like they are getting some kind of return. DJs do it. Like anytime a DJ is coming to spin a party, believe me, the DJ is getting paid. And so I think it hasn't trickled down to the MCs yet, to hip-hop artists, because singers do the same thing. And I think if there was some kind of, and I said it before, if there was some kind of hip-hop union or some kind of organization that protected hip-hop artists the way that SAG protects actors and actresses, the way that, you know, various corporations protect their employees, the people that practice within their field. If we got together and did that, man, promoters wouldn't know what to do with themselves, because right. Hip-hop is the type of, within the community of hip-hop, sorry, it's a lot of people that are so eager that they don't take the time to read and understand. They've been scamming us from the beginning. Like, you know, oh, we'll put your records out, and then, you know, you're going to sell a lot of records, and then forget to tell you about your royalties. Then they'll forget to tell you about, you know, synchronizing fees. Like, and it's been from the very jump. As soon as they figured out how to capitalize off us, and now it's trickled down to little local promoters. Like, these fools out here, excuse me, but, you know, cats is quick to ask you to pay for their services, and then when it's time for them to pay you for a show, they catch amnesia.
Right.
Oh, well, we gonna split however many people you bring. How many people I bring through the door, shawty? Don't you know I just did a club this size before and cleared it out? Like, you couldn't even move in the room?
All right.
Don't come at me with that. And then when it's time for they fees, they want, oh, you got to pay us our money up front. You know what you can do with the fee that you need to pay? Whatever I paid you before, you can pay me my artist fee.
Right.
My man is in here laughing. Because it's so real. Like, it's a real person. If they hear it, they probably get offended, but it's not my fault that you think that you forgot rappers go to college now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't cool
exactly.
If you're from the hood. And I'm a fool. I got my business degree. I can read just like you can read. Like,
exactly.
Anyway.
So,
but yeah,
so
people be trying to capitalize on MCs, you know. You pay this $100, I'll put you on stage. And they don't even know that's the bar guarantee. Like, they got, like, 10 rappers rapping on one stage, and then you got to sell tickets and all kind of weirdness.
Mm-hmm.
If them same rappers just got together, that's a G. They could have been got them a place, got Webster Hall or something like that in the middle of the city. But anyway, I digress.
You know, like, she going on. So, do you got any labels, or do you have a deal on the table right now?
As of right now, I'm signed with 200 Bros Records, and it's basically a production deal. Shout out to Ben Bulls Beat. And it's an indie label. We are straight up, like, grassroots in-house. But it's really about, sometimes it's not about how much money you have, but quality over right. quantity. So, and I have been approached by labels before, but either it was some funny stuff as far as the whole look thing. We've got interest from people, like, in the UK and stuff. It's kind of like the same thing you run into. But people are starting to get it.
Okay.
And I don't foresee it being a long time before we get approached by someone or get to the point where we can approach them. And what I mean by that is, even now, it's not completely in an artist's best interest to be signed to a major label unless it's just for distribution purposes.
Right.
And even especially now, sorry, with independent labels, sometimes it's almost better to just get with a bigger independent because, for one, you have more creative control. For two, like, I know how I am with money, and I don't need somebody coming at me with $5 million. Like, I own, like, 20 giraffes, some elephants, and a tent for a house. So, like, it's good to have, like, a smaller indie label that's going to give you just enough to get what you need to get done and be able to sustain yourself. And then you don't end up in debt because
right.
that's what a record deal is, and that's what people fail to realize. When somebody signs a $5 million deal, they aren't giving $5 million. It's just like if you go to a bank and get a loan. That record company is giving you a loan. So whatever you spend, you got to pay that back. And then afterwards, even when you start getting any kind of licensing, royalty, oh, and touring too, what they're doing now is called a 360 deal. So the way a 360 deal works, so back in the 80s, let's say the label, the label get 80% and the artist get 20, or they, let's say, for every record sold. So for every dollar spent, label get 80 cents, you get 20 cents. Not bad if you go double platinum. And on top of that, you were able to go on tour and get money that they couldn't touch. So you're charging like 10 G's a show. Even though you're getting a little bit of money from your album sales, like, you can make more in a year touring than you can from just selling albums. So on top of that, you got some merchandising. You got little T-shirts that say Liquid. That's all your money coming back that they can't touch. That's money that you got because they want to take 80% of the record. That's fine. I'm going to make money this way. But no, not anymore. Now they want all your money. Now when you sign that deal, it's a 360 deal. What 360 mean? Full circle. And then it's 366 with all that Illuminati stuff. But anyway, they want your tour money. So when you book your own tour, you like, yo, I already got 20 cities lined up. That'd be nice. We'll take half.
Mm-hmm.
They got your tour money. They got your merchandising money. They got your sponsorship money. God forbid your manager go get you a nice little LRG deal. You think you're getting all that money? No, you get half. The label didn't get it for you. The manager got it for you. And
right.
then they still want your record money too.
Of course. Of course.
You see
That's
what I'm saying? Like, it's ridiculous, but I know you ain't called for all that. I was just getting more passionate.
Going off, look. Live with Liquid. Nah, it's not
like
good, though.
A full hour of rent. If y'all ever get bored, just call me and just say, hey, Liquid, what you got for us today? I'll tell
like,
you some story.
Liquid, what's going on? Nah, but we definitely appreciate you coming through. And tell everybody where they can reach you at.
Oh, most of that. Go to IamLiquid.com. That's IamLiquid.com. Twitter.com/Liquid. Liquid spelled the same way. Everything/Liquid. Reverb Nation. MySpace is Liquid Styles. And you know, liquid at Gmail if anybody want to hit me up. I can rant and rave through email, too.
You said rant and rave.
But,
I don't think they'll get bored with you.
No, no. It's always a celebration. And I got two EPs coming out. One with is going to be coming out in Italy with my boy Bozzy Maestro. And I have a domestic EP coming out soon. And at the end of the year, it's going to be the Grace album with me and Two Hungry Bros. So there's a lot of great stuff coming up. Doing the Pretty Ugly parties.
Pretty Ugly. Every second
Saturday. Oh, yes, Pretty Ugly. You got to check out the Facebook page on that. We got Nina Sky. Well, Nicole of Nina Sky is coming to spin for us.
Okay.
April 9th. And that's Project Mayhem. Shout out to Shireen Awesome. My manager's middle name is Awesome, for real. I'm not even
Awesome.
Her parents, yeah, Awesome. But so yeah, it's a lot of great stuff coming up, and I'm just excited. Thank you so much for having me, and
thanks for listening to the randomness. It's a pleasure. But you know what? I gotta ask you the topic for today. What's your opinion on the Facebook Twitter thing? Do you think they should post like real stuff, or should they just stay away from the fake stuff?
No, yeah, I say with Facebook, Twitter, less is always more, and that's speaking from a person that has had several rants. I never said nothing like, you know, never got too cocky like Asher Roth and did the nappy-headed hoes thing, but I have posted some things where I'm like, yeah, I should have kept that thought in my head. But that's the problem with, like, social networking sites. You know, it's funny because, you know, it just gives you an atmosphere to say a bunch of internal thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And they're called internal thoughts for a reason.
Right.
So it's better than just, if you're an artist, it's better to keep everything just professional. Like, you got to treat it just like you would see any other work outlet. And, you know, I'm still trying to get why people that don't do any kind of artistry are on these social networks. But I guess, to socialize. But you know what bugs me out? When somebody on Facebook hits you back, like, do I know you? No, you don't know me. It's a social networking site.
I know, right?
Like, if you don't
want to
be social, why are you on a social networking site?
Yeah.
But that's just my thought process, you know?
I hate when they ask to be my friend and ask me that. That's the shit that bothers me.
Like,
what?
Like, you have the audacity. That's like calling somebody house who it is.
Exactly.
I never got that. But, yeah, Twitter and Facebook is great for, like, networking, but you got to definitely be careful. I never give out my location, though. I learned to stop doing that early, because there's really stalkers out there.
There you
go. People would show up like, hey, fancy seeing you here. What do you mean? I'm home. Ooh, what are you doing at my house? It's like, just wrong. So, no.
Yeah, right. So, anyway, we're going to get you to go ahead and introduce your song. And I definitely appreciate you coming through. Mad love
to you. I'm thinking this is Go L. Maybe not. It's
maybe
not.
Not. I got.
Is it Camel
Toe?
Don't stop. Oh, you got the new.
I got the new joint. Shout out to Austin.
Oh, look at the debut. This is about to be the debut. All right, y'all. This is Don't Stop Myself with Coolie High Production. This is the new joint, and this is going to be on the Elegance EP. So it's debuting right here. So everybody, turn your radios up, turn your internet up, all that good stuff, and pay attention.
There it is, Liquid Baby.
Just a pretty soul when I'm 9-5 riding. Still put cause I just did it. Gummy bears and champagne boosted your campaign, man. Well, you knew me, nobody knew your first name. And I'm a little too real for this industry. That's why a lot of these suckers never did not mention me. Real recognized, real fakers in danger. I feel right at home in a room full of strangers. Too dirty for the north, too southern for the east. So I stand by my lonesome on my own two feet. And they mad cause they wanna see me fall by the wayside. Yeah, they see me, but can't reach me like Bayside. And love is blind, I don't see none of y'all. That's induces, you'll never see my gall. How can I get into you when I'm just getting into me? Man, I'm such an infamy, which is you consider me. Even Reverend, he can listen to my song religiously. I rebuke these demons that keep wishing for my tragedy. Lies, lies, you all gon' die. Hooker, you ain't good, you just know how to hide. So I give them wrong high, rope them up and hog tie. 700 miles from home and it's still Riverside. I think that I might run for mayor. Queen of the queendom, now where's my chair? Behind my lap is my throne, so no matter where I roam, I'm always home. And you can kiss a ring if you're feeling so prone. By the time you hear this message started, y'all will be gone. I ain't got a bag allowed, what you got to gossip about? If my name wasn't always in your mouth, then I'm out. Hear you out, my name in your mouth.
Brat, 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 y'all already know what it is. Your boy Shank, a.k.a. Mr. President, a.k.a. the Messiah. You're now rocking with the number one internet radio station across the country, Air It Out Radio, That Chick Fire. They already know what it is, man. If it's a problem, we airing them out just like that. Rat.
Air It Out Radio, it's That Chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to Liquid for breezing through. Definitely appreciate her coming through. If y'all want to hit her up, I'll definitely be posting some tweets and stuff so y'all can reach her and her website and all that good stuff. So anyway, shout out to everybody that's still on the line. Do not hang up. I will get to you. I'm going to go to my next caller, see what's going on with him. 7435, Air It Out Radio, what's going on?
Yeah, it was good.
You?
Yo.
Who you be? Who you be?
Just that nigga Nitty, man. I'm like so fucking pissed at you.
What'd I do? What did I do?
Yo, my time meter say 2 hours and 23 seconds. I'm like, 23 minutes. I'm like, damn, Fire, you ain't never make a nigga wait that long since I was a rookie.
You usually are like 1 to 4 caller, like the number 1 to 4
last
caller.
Time
what
I waited this long, last time I waited this long, I was a rookie. You
were slipping. Dot even slid in early. What the hell?
No, me and Dot called at the same time. That's
why, I know. Why you ain't tell me like he? Yo, here go Nitty. Like, where happened? Who that chuckling in the background? What the fuck? No. Who is that?
No. That's my daughter.
That Dot?
That's my daughter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. No disrespect.
No, that's my baby.
So
oh,
did you have the other baby? Like, what's going on with that?
Yeah, definitely. That's why I was taking a little break, a little family time.
I figured that.
But we back on the ground. We going in. Shout out to my nigga, Dr. Joker. That's big bro. You know what I mean? He's tutoring me. I'm getting deep in the lyrics. You know what I mean? Crushing the game. The nigga Rain Live, that's like my musical advisor, whatever. My wife, you know, she definitely holding me down, letting me know what direction and what's right. I mean, if shit ain't coming right, so definitely go check out that Living Life Fast video. I mean, we just dropped that tonight. I mean, so
okay,
you know that shit was fun. It was fun. We shot the first video, got the Joker definitely in the building.
Anybody else come down from, you know, the Air It Out Squad?
Yeah, I mean, it was love. Everybody needs to be. Oh, no, I mean, he coming in the next one. It was definitely love. Everybody that needs to be there was there, you know what I mean? That's that new thing, living life fast, you know. By the time niggas catch up on that, that's going to be too slow. We're going to be living turbo, you know what I mean? So,
uh-oh. You're going to be living turbo. Okay. I like that. So
you know, shout out to Dot. I know that I seen the nigga try to throw me under the bus.
What
did
he say?
Money.
Double
that. He was like, yo, tell Nitty, give me the footage. You know what I mean? Nigga, you
yeah,
know
right?
I know you love it. You know what I mean? Shout out. You know, oh, what he did when he was like, oh, that's the bird call. You know what I mean? That's what we do. You know what I mean?
Just oh, why y'all trying to steal the Birdman thing, huh?
No, we ain't stealing that. Shout out to Shout out to Dot too, you know what I mean? He got me affiliated with that B-Gang, so, you know what I mean? We shouting them out too, you know what I mean? Oh, man.
So. Okay. So what's up with the reality show, man? Like, y'all slipping.
We stacking footage right now. We got so much. Like I said, I'm about to give him my whole hard drive of footage, all the footage you want. Dr. Joker's going to edit it up, and he will push it out. I mean, we just got that edit in my video. We about to do a song, We Popping Bottles. We got the Lincoln thing on. It's definitely going down. He wasn't sure, but it's definitely going down. We will risk Khalifa and Lincoln. I mean.
Okay.
But we going to kill that shit. Wiz might not even want to come out at us. You know what I mean? But later.
Okay. So as far as hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay, my bad. So the reality show is coming, y'all got the performances and stuff like that. What's gonna happen after that?
I'm also dropping the album May 3rd, The Interruption dropping.
The Interruption.
That's what you asked me. I mean, small 5 tracks or whatever, but they are original tracks, no freestyles. I mean, we just all right.
Okay.
But no writing either, no pad, no pen. We just going, all right?
Excuse me.
Oh, and look, next week, I promise you, you will have that new Dark Knight. I mean, believe that.
Okay. What's up with my drop, man?
Oh, We're going to knock all that out. I know you said you need the picture for the office.
Yeah, you slow rolling. See, now what's going to happen is when y'all, everybody that asks for a picture, and then when y'all come through or whatever,
no,
and y'all don't
said,
see it.
You said just text it to you, right? Or email it.
What? Yeah, I said email it. Or
yeah,
Facebook
it
to me in my
inbox. I email it.
Yeah. See, when y'all come there and it ain't there, you're going to be like, where my picture at? You said you.
No, we in there,
you
know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
No, we going, you said you're going visual. I mean, we in there.
Yeah, yeah, definitely going visual. Definitely.
That's
like 2 more weeks.
For you. That's a good look.
Yes, I can't wait. I'm excited. So you definitely got to come through and check the place out. I'm thinking about having like a little, what do you call it, like a open house type of thing, you know, see how that goes. Maybe, you know, I don't know. We'll see.
Okay.
So, but let everybody know where they can reach you and all that good stuff. You there, Nitty? Hello? Okay. He dropped or whatever. All right, so look, I'm going to go into another call while he do that. Maybe he'll come back on the line and we'll get into his song or whatever. Nitty, I'm still here for you, babe. We can go into your song whenever you come back on the line. Let's see. What we got? Oh, my gosh. What the heck did I just do? Oh, here you go. Never mind. You there? Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, my bad.
Yeah, hello.
What happened? See, do you on your damn
phone? I don't know.
Oh my God. Your cricket.
Okay.
Get rid of it? No.
No, we back. Oh, they can reach me at that voted Nitty at Twitter. I mean, you know, or check my nigga Dr. Joker timeline. We always talking, not even Twitter. We talking real life all day, every day.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely going now. I mean, the video was banging when you get a chance. And I mean, I got my daughter in there. My daughter's a model.
Oh,
my wife's a model. So we definitely, you know what I mean? Because the song is Living Life Fast. So it's about not living life fast grinding, though. But it's about, you know what I mean, not letting people stop you from what you're doing. You know what I mean? Like putting everything in guidance, like you just living life. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I mean, the song's actually saying slow down, don't let life pass you by. I mean, 30, 40 years, you're like, damn, I could have did this in my life for all these opportunities. Niggas really don't miss opportunities because every opportunity you pass up on, another nigga takes. I mean, so.
Right. Okay.
Don't miss up on that opportunity. You take that opportunity. Believe that. But we about
cool.
to get into that new shit. I'm about to answer your question. I answered it. Everything me and my niggas put on Facebook is real.
I mean, it don't have to be you. I'm just saying, like,
oh yeah, I'm about to say, like, from the cars to the, you know what I mean, all that shit, that's us, you know what I mean? But yeah, I definitely think, but again, it's a social networking site. Like, that shit is entertainment. Like, I mean, some of these niggas were cornballs in high school, so they get to make up their life, you know what I mean, on the book. Never had no friends, you know what I mean? Now you got 500,000 friends on Facebook, so,
yeah.
You know. Shout out to the cornballs who with that shit. You know what I mean?
So sad, so sad.
We out here living life.
My life
is going so good right now. I'm like, I'm truly blessed. You know what I mean? Thanking God every day for everything.
As you should. So we gonna go ahead and get into that. Go ahead and introduce it one more time.
Oh no, this that new song. You know what I mean? I'm about to do If I Chose to Be a Rapper. You know what I mean? I'm speaking from the heart.
Oh, you gonna change it up on a nigga? Hold on a second.
Oh yeah, definitely.
If I chose, okay, cool. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
If I chose to be a rapper, you know what I mean?
That is Nitty. Double that. Y'all blog reacting, y'all.
Father, forgive me 5 cents. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. If I chose, let me tell you my life. Yo, my moms ain't want me, my pops ain't want me. It's got me feeling like God dumped me. I'm just a kid from the gutter. I wanted father and the mother, but I found motherfuckers. So motherfuck 'em. That 151 got me looking for answers, like a cure for AIDS and a cure for cancer. Got the spirit of a Black Panther. My aunt got half a lung, kidney problems from her son. And I'm the one to tell her things will be alright, cause I'm riding like a motorbike, so no one take my soul tonight. Baby mama stressing me, is God really blessing me? I said the makeup is assessment, I got the recipe. I said the makeup is assessment, I got the recipe. My life couldn't get no realer, for raising 40 grand to help for my man's mom killer. Daughter on the way, in the wind, mother boy. I said daughter on the way, but no wind, mother boy. I took the pain in my life, I put it in a light, and I'm trying to get right. I took the pain in my life, I gave it all to Christ, and I pray he make it right. If I give you my heart, I give you my heart. If I give you my heart, I give you my heart. But just never my soul, just never my soul. But just never my soul, just never my soul. Because I chose, because I chose. If I chose to be a rapper and it wasn't given. If I chose to be a rapper, would they see my vision? If I chose to be a rapper, would they really listen? If I chose. If I chose to be a rapper and it wasn't given. If I chose to be a rapper, would they see my vision? If I chose to be a rapper, would they really listen? If I chose. Yo, I spit for the kids that's 10 years old, that'll never get to see their prime, never get to grow old. And my family, and their lost soul, and my big bro, they lost his pop when he was 6 years old. Don't trip, God got his soul. Since I chose to be a rapper, I become so cold. They never chose to be a rapper, nigga, they sold their soul. And across the bridge, the parents, they gotta pay that soul. I said across the bridge, the parents, they gotta pay that soul. And I do this for my nigga, bitch. You lost your mom, I remember so vividly. Will and Mae Bonaparte, y'all will remember she. Cause she's always on the memory, I fly. But they want me grounded like a centipede. Maybe cause they envy me. They say they friends, but they really are my enemies. So we call them frenemies. So we call them frenemies. The pot, a nigga still ain't forget. The day I pulled the plug, man, I'm still upset. I'm living life how you taught me. Living life without regret. I'm living life how you taught me. Living life without regret. I'm a man, I stay on my toes, but I'm always on my knees. Praying for forgiveness, an angel in his flesh. They can bear witness to rap Jesus, cause they believe it. But if Judas is in the clique and they wanna deceive it. So if Judas is in the clique and they wanna deceive it. If I chose to be a rapper and it wasn't given. If I chose to be a rapper, would they see my vision? If I chose to be a rapper, would they really listen? If I chose. If I chose to be a rapper and it wasn't given. If I chose to be a rapper, would they see my vision? If I chose to be a rapper, would they really listen? If I chose. Yo, this joint is dedicated to anybody that lost somebody. See, life is about choices. So when you make a choice, make sure you make the right one. And when you make that choice, be man enough to stand by that decision. Amen. If I chose. One false move, it could be the wrong one.
you know, put your faith in God. If a child.
Airdot Radio is such a fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airdotradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. Going to hit the lines up a little bit more, see what's going on. 2641, Airdot Radio.
Yo, what the fuck?
You is so crazy aiming me. Like, it was messing me up so bad.
What?
Anyway. Hmm?
What's going on?
What's going on with you? Yeah, I got to ask you the topic before you get all into your promo and stuff. What's the deal with Facebook and Twitter? Do you feel like it should be fake, real, or, you know, what's your opinion on that?
It's called social networking, so it should be some shit you do socially. So you should be your fucking self all the time. Why make up a facade if people find out anyway? Like, ain't no point in you lying over nothing. Like, the lie is going to come to light anyway, so it's ain't no point of you lying about nothing. Especially not nothing to make yourself look better than you are, or like it's, I don't know, these niggas just, I don't know, I don't think these niggas have lives.
Right.
Because like you think if your friends ain't real either, if you posting a bunch of shit and they your friends and they see your shit and they like, this nigga lying like shit, but you feeding into it and shit, like, no.
Right.
Like, certain motherfuckers just, I don't know, like, I mean, they each his own, whatever. If you got a lie to make yourself feel good in the morning, you think you ain't going to feel good for long, so you'd be all right.
Whatever helps, I guess, the situation.
Yeah, whatever helps, you go. I'm for it.
Yeah.
You go ahead and do that, brother.
Mm-hmm. So what's going on with you?
Okay. April 12th, about a good 3 weeks away, album drop. Island Def Jam Music Group, Welcome to My World, E Burners. The album release party is April 9th at Suite 3238, Ace and Cobble Hill, the Old Plush. I got y'all open bar for 2 hours. Y'all come get that, you know what I mean? Dresses, whatever. Like, I don't think it's new pins, t-shirts, you know, regular club thing or whatever. I got 2 new mixtapes coming out that's outrageous, like right after my album drop, and somebody going to throw me a mixtape release party after that. So be on the lookout for that. I got collabs with Nightcrawler. I got to send Jessica Lee something tonight that I just finished. B-West. Dom Shiz, Tim King, who else? Am I forgetting somebody?
I don't know.
No, J. Rose and Kansas, this joint, together, all 3 of us. So, be on the lookout for that. It's just like everybody, man, whoever's trying to work, I'm willing to work with everybody. Everybody who's on Air It Out Radio, who's an Air It Outer, for life, just hit me up on Twitter, get at me on anything. I'm willing, like, I'll send beats. I got beats. Like, I mean, if it's something y'all want me on, just hit me up, send me the beats. I'm on it. I'll get right on it. Like, it's just like I'm willing to do everything to support Air It Out Radio right now. So, I mean, I got some business ventures about to pop off that's outrageous. So I'm just sitting back. I'm chilling. I'm living. I'm just chilling right now. Like, I'm on cruise control kind of because I'm about to go stupid hard. So it's outrageous. Like, we already damn near done the second album. So, like, I'm convinced with damn near the songs I got, but we still going to keep going hard. And just, like, I'm going to have a panel of people pick the songs for the next album. It's going to be crazy, though, because I got some shit on there, like some crazy-ass songs. I got a producer from out Texas. His name, Frankie Oso Lovely. This nigga's outrageous. It's just a bunch of stuff, man. I got singers coming. My whole team about to, oh, Lord. These niggas is outrageous right now.
Okay.
So, my man Chip, Trilogy. Y'all go on Trilogy. Y'all go on SoundClick or SoundCloud, either one, and type in Trilogy 215. He's a producer I got. He did a track on my first album. He talented, and he do like crazy R&B tracks. So, get at him. He one of my Air House producers now for my second album. And I got some shows about to pop off. I'll keep y'all posted. But they're all out of town, so I'm not really pressed with Philadelphia, but I'm gonna do certain shit here just cause. But my goal is to be out of Philadelphia by August. So, like so far gonna move out of Philly. So it's just keeping it moving. You know me.
All right, that's what's up.
Shout out to everybody on here doing these things. Dot Philly at that nigga's funny as shit. He be on Twitter at me cracking the fuck up, man. What's wrong with that nigga, man? Oh man. All right.
But where can they reach you at?
Go to it's my URL /onlyoneeburners. That'll give you about 15 sites I'm on music. Or you can go to my official website, www.eburns.wit.com, and check out that. I'm going to put up, we shot a couple videos, so we going to have that soon. I did some extra shit, so y'all going to be seeing a bunch of shit, like Blog Me in the studio recording this album, and you know what I mean? Me just on a regular basis, chilling and, composing and making beats and yada, yada, yada. I got my producer, Jizzy. Yeah, he's outrageous. So, same shit, different toilet. I can't call it.
All right, that's what's up. So what song we in into tonight?
Did you get the ones I sent you earlier?
Yep,
The 6'1" Joan, play that Joan. That's my shit, man. This a new freestyle of Blackout Burners, man. I'm going off on this mixtape outrageously. So if you want to get on it, get at me, man. I'll throw you the beat or whatever, and we just blast off on it, man. Come to my studio free of charge. Get at me, E Burners, 6'1". Let's get it.
You in the house, being MC. This is what you do.
Yeah, yeah. Go. Blackout season, nigga. You ready? E-Burners. Fresh out the booth, I'm the truth on everything. Rise to the game, go to rice, get the wedding ring. The flow ill, so sick, they call me terminal. All I spit is hot shit, be careful when I burn through. Greatness in its purest, these lanes need a hobby. Smell of roses, call a florist, they buzz me from the lobby. Penthouse swag, attitude like a hood, nigga. Any block, any borough, trust me, I'm good, nigga. Red, green, you can call me rock. Gorilla, still trying to move, thriller, catch me with some goons, killers, 40 on the waistline, I grind and never waste time, the break mine, I take shine, I just off the baseline, the ball goes in it like witnessing the murder, story so real, they call me HD Burners, high definition, was put in this position, to do some uplifting, but these whack niggas fishing, with no ride and no bait, trust me, I'm always straight, scraping the plate, banging the eight, to get these lanes out my face, they breath ain't kosher, I do what I'm supposed to, so much your businessman, but stay with it closer. Got bread, got the butter. Shout out to my mother. She raised me in this cold world. Not to trust another. Now look, trust the one. Got burned. Oh well. Never again will I fail. I'ma bring them more hell. So far off my meds, they think I'm being crazy. Don't blame me, boo. Blame that Ralph lady. My whole family AWOL. I never take a day off. Grinding like Jamaican until I see the payoff. The playoffs, I'm MJ, Kobe, Magic, Brady, Montana means I'm far from the average, so far above the clouds and I don't even get high, some niggas comfortable, y'all just to get by, not me, not ever, so focused on this cheddar, always been a go-getter, like I never learned better, been about the latest, my dogs think I'm crazy, I like pussy tight, nice tits, I'm so wavy, recognize my movement, move for improvement, got these labels on my top, who should I choose, shit, I keep on waiting, the buzz don't take off, NASA, think faster, I'ma go and play golf. Tight on the green, big up to my team. They keep me well rounded in the air to these things. I come clean, call me J-Lo with the balls. The 90 just crepin', you amongst the stars. The car's been right way before I had a deal. Beamer been tie holes, I'm banked with the wheels. Skills will shut down, they're running out of luck clowns. I'm up now, they can say no condoms, you're fucked wild.
Yeah, this your boy Casimir, and I'm listening to that chick Fire with Aired Out Radio. Go slap the shit out of somebody and tell them to tune in. www.airedoutradio.net. Let's get it.
Aired Out Radio, it's that chick Fire. Yeah, go smack somebody. Shout out to Cash with the drop. If you want to send me some drops, send them to itsairedoutradio@gmail.com. That's itsairedoutradio@gmail.com. MP3 only. I do not do the link thing, so you can keep that and carry on. Anyway, we're going to hit the lines up a little bit more. 9810, what's going on?
What's up?
What's going on? Who we talking to? I know who, but
this is Miss Jessica Lee. In the building. Well, the phone, building. Whatever.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, my bad.
Up in his mother. I got you. What's going on? I gotta ask you the topic for today. What's your opinion about that? Like Facebook, Twitter, should your tweets and statuses and stuff be real, or should nobody really pay that much attention to it?
Well, I know for myself, I keep it real. I say whatever. I get in trouble a lot of times for the shit I say. But I mean, to each his own. If people want to be acting fake on there, I feel like that's their business. If they feel like they got to live some kind of fantasy world to make themselves feel better, I mean,
yeah.
It's on them because they know at the end of the night when they lay down, you know, what's real and what's not for real. But I don't want nobody lying to me, though, if somebody tried to kick it with me on Facebook and be fronting on me with some kind of lies and shit. Like, if I keep it real with you, I want you to keep it real with me.
Right.
Fuck the bullshit.
I know that's right.
But like somebody was saying earlier about how, like, if you see somebody, like, I've seen mad people, like, get on Facebook, like, man, I seen this bitch, and I was going to fuck her up, but, you know, it just, and they'd be talking about other people on, they don't want these hands on them and saying how they saw them, but yet when they was right in front of them, they don't say shit. They wait till they get home and then try to tweet about it and Facebook about it and try to act like they got some balls, but when the person's in front of them, it's like, they got a mouthful of balls, you know, like, so, no, okay.
I know that's right. So, well, what's going on with you? Album, mixtape, show?
Nothing.
What? Something about that.
I'm trying to get focused, and really I want to push out, of course, a 2011 album. Mixtape, I just have to, like, you know, get it together for real, yeah, and stop procrastinating, because it's just, like, with working and just getting too busy, I just tend to, like, forget to do the studio thing, you know?
Yeah. And you got a studio at your house.
What?
Didn't you say you got a studio at your crib?
Yes, I do. And see, I think that's what it is. It's the convenience of it. It makes me get lazy. You know what I'm saying? It's just there. So it's just like, I'm just a procrastinator. But once I get on it, it's on and popping, though. But I just have to get on my grind. I'm not going to try to front like, oh, I'm on it. It's popping. Yeah.
They definitely want to collab with you. So, like, a lot of people will be.
And
trying.
I'm ready. I'm so ready, though. Like, I'm not procrastinating on, like, anybody else's shit. Of course not. Like, if I'm feeling it, like, send me a beat and I'm feeling it, I'll sing on it, whatever. I'm just saying, as far as my own mixtape and my own album, that is not happening right now. I'm, like, kind of busy with other people's shit for real is the thing.
Right.
But
okay.
I want to get on my own grind eventually.
Yeah.
Here I might have to get a little selfish and be like, all right, y'all, put y'all on pause and try to just.
Exactly. You want to do that. Exactly.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do that. So, because I liked it. So.
I liked it.
Shout out to DFF, even though I haven't seen him in a minute or heard him on here in a minute.
Yeah,
he
do that from time to time. He dip off for a while and then come back and he got something together.
Yeah.
That's how they do. That's how they do. But it's cool. Where can they reach you at?
Oh, I be everywhere.
Everywhere.
So I got me a It's My URLs.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I know. I'm moving up.
You step it up.
I got my It's My URLs. Miss Jessica Lee, of course. M-S. M as in me. S as in sexy. And Jessica Lee. It let me get my own name. I was so happy about that because sometimes there's another one out there, and I'm gonna find that bitch and I'm gonna fuck her up. She keeps on my team. So, but anyway,
you was all kind. You was like, yeah, Jessica Lee, and then I'm gonna find that bitch. I'm gonna fuck her up. Like, damn.
Sometimes I can't get it. I can't always get it. I have to like put some extra shit on it, put a period in it, and I want that whole shit. Like I need to get that shit patented or something because that's my. It's
exactly.
My shit. That's my
name.
I was born with that name. I didn't make
there
that
you
shit.
There you go. There you go. Well, they got Jessica Lee Rabbit. Ain't that the rabbit? The one that's on
fuck
the...
that bitch.
This
is brand new right here.
I know that's right. Get him.
But people call me that, though. People call me that, Jessica Rabbit, and that just gets on my nerves so bad, but that's just between
but
me
she was
and
sexy. She was a cute rabbit, though.
She was, but she wasn't a rabbit. She just was married to one.
Yeah,
well,
I thought she was a rabbit. I thought she was a rabbit or something.
No, she was married to the rabbit. So that was her last name, Jessica Rabbit. So
she was married
to Roger Rabbit. I'm going to need for you to get with it with the
Roger
Rabbit.
I be falling asleep on stuff and waking up on good parts and in the bed. You know how it is. She's like, what happened? He shot somebody? Okay. Oh, yeah.
You know
what happened now? Yeah, you know. Missing the whole damn movie and shit.
You need to stop.
Anyway, what we getting into tonight?
Whatever you want.
What do you mean, whatever I want?
What do you see? I don't even know what you got. You got more than two? I need to send you this new remix that I just did to this song that was on my mixtape. I remixed it so good. Like, it was already a good song. It was a good love-making song. And the dude did the verses, but I just did my own verse to it. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I turned my own self on listening to that shit. Like, whoa. I need to send you that. But which ones do you got? Like,
I don't know. Girl, I got a lot of them. You going to have me sit here and run all of them down for you. You know if you send me, dog. I don't know.
Yeah,
I do. Fall, never fall for a nice guy.
Yeah, do that one.
Wait.
You like that song?
Mm-hmm.
No. Mine's never, though. I never do. I never fall for a nice guy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let me introduce it.
Of course.
Okay, this is Never Fall for the Nice Guy. It's a remix to Jamie Foxx's Fall for Your Type with Miss Jessica Lee. And it's Air It Out, baby.
Ow.
Different, oh my. with the gangster lean money, Mr. Right. But you, Mr. Wrong or Mr. Right. Now who's simply into my ear the right song? But as time goes on, everything turns wrong. But my Mr. Nice guy still waiting there cheering me on. And I've already made you wait for far too long. Watching me love these lanes, singing the same sad song about how they keep on doing me wrong. And they don't love me for me, and they just want a bone. And I can't get it through my dome. Why everything always feels so wrong? And I'm always so hard on the nice guy. Who's too nice, or too sweet, or too shy? And choose the lame who just constantly makes me cry and wonder why I never fall for the nice guy.
Air.Dot Radio, it's at your fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, air.dotradio.net. If you're on the net, hit me up, 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all press 1. There's a couple people on the line that's not pressing 1. It's almost time to get up out of here. And y'all not pressing 1. I tried to hit you up. So anyway, I'm going to hit up this caller right here, see what's going on. 3551, Air.Dot Radio, what's going on? Hello? Okay, you just lost. Your turn. You just lost one. Anyway, make sure y'all check out the website. Like I said before, the office, the headquarters, as Kim King calls it, will be ready in like 2 more weeks of my date. You know what I mean? Definitely going. I'm excited. That's all I'm saying. Like, I was there putting up some records, putting up y'all pictures and stuff like that. If y'all got some new pictures y'all want to send me, send them to itsairadradio@gmail.com. I'll definitely put them up too as well. It's nothing going to be, it's really all about y'all. I mean, pictures all over the place, you know. So y'all can, when y'all come in there, y'all definitely see who they are face to face, all that good stuff. So I'm really, really excited. I cannot wait for y'all to see it. So. Anyway, I am going to get into something of mine. Why not? Since I got a little bit of time, I'm going to play a little snippet of, why not? Let me see. I get into Spotlight and see what's going on with that. And let me know what y'all think. Anyway, Air.Dot Radio, motherfucker.
Spotlight, Quicksand Production. Excuse me, bitch, I got work to do. You know my motto, all about dough. Notice the flow, so checks gon' roll. I told y'all before, I ain't worried about a hoe that can't fuck with me, nope. On the lyrical, came out the woodwork, like what the fuck? The name is fire, so understand the rough gust. Yeah, your head starts, but didn't do damn much. I guess it's true what they say, the truth is in the pudding. No disrespect, no beef between us. The spotlight is mine, crook across your fingers. I stay posted up high like some shingles. Drop that same shit, that kind of shit that'll linger. Deadly combination with rhymes is bananas. You're waiting on a follow-up. Come and hold your panties. I'm a songwriter, so I guess that's my advantage. Shout out to Georgia Roof. Believe in me. I wish a motherfucker would start some shit. I'm the greenhorn to come at me. Huh, you will regret. Kiss your career goodbye. Poof, vanish. I'll embarrass you publicly like David Letterman. No disrespect, no beef between us. The spotlight is mine, crook across your fingers. I stay posted up high like some shingles. Drop that same shit, that kind of shit that'll linger. I'm controversial, so paparazzi get ready. I can sign family repair out the sky like confetti. Niggas wanna wipe me up, that's a distant story. Bitches be hating, you know it's mandatory. I must admit, drama shit, I fucking love it. The more they say my name to me, that's free advertisement. Less
work I gotta do. So thank you, Colin. All about SI, my space, huh? Is where you find me. No disrespect, no beef between us. The spotlight is mine, cook across your fingers. I stay posted up high like some shingles. Drop that same shit, that kind of shit that lingers.
Smack somebody. That's that bitch. Anyway, make sure y'all check out the website, airdotradio.net, and hit me up on the lines if you want to talk. 347-677-1163. We only got a couple more minutes left, but we're going to hit the lines up a little bit more, see what's going on. Go back to my caller. He was sleeping. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, 3551, what's going on?
Yo, what's up? What's up? What's up?
What's going on now? Who we talking to?
Oh, my goodness. This is Neil P. I'm calling in last minute. What's up with it?
What's going on, Neo? It's been a long time.
It's been a minute. It's been a
minute.
A
long time. Let me see if I even got your stuff in here, first of all.
Man, you got something in there. You don't got nothing new, but I know you got something.
Yeah, I do. I do. I'm just fucking.
You know what I mean? I know that.
So,
but,
what's going on? Chilling.
Man, basically, I've just been grinding, man, working on me. Working on my image, you know, my sound, you know, my philosophy, all of this, you know, just working on me and getting that together. You know what I mean? That's what it is for me right now.
All right. That's what's up.
You know?
So I know we short for time or whatever. You got
yes,
something
man.
Real quick you want to throw out there and then get to your website info?
Well, you know what I mean? I just want to give a big shout out to Air Out Radio and the people of Philly. In the surrounding area, you know what I mean? Just artists keep doing their thing, independent artists. Stay thinking independent and doing their thing. And just big shout-out to Rhyme Nation, big shout-out to Soul Model Music, you know what I mean? My mentor, Henny. That's what it is.
All right. So where can they reach you?
You can reach me, Neo P. Newton, on Facebook. On Twitter, it's NP4K11. And, you know, on YouTube, just type in Neo P and some of my stuff will come up, you know what I mean? But that's N-E-O with a P, capital P, Neo P. I mean, you can get at me.
All right, that's what's up. I got 1-2-Step, Chili Philly, and no W-O-U something.
All right, just throwing that 1-2-Step, you know what I mean? That's one of my favorites from my younger phase, you know what
okay.
I mean? So you can get into that.
All right, Neo P, 1-2-Step, baby.
I'm
on my 1-2-step. Yeah, I'm on my 1-2-step. I'm on my 1-2-step. Who's next? It's Neo P. Let's go. I'm on my 1-2-step, running through competition. If this isn't a true threat, then I don't know what it is. All I know is I flow for the kids for so many years, and my rhymes just seem to go over their heads. I guess they only listen
for what?
For a fire beat, and I was trying to knock them off their feet like Sonny Liston. It's funny, isn't it? Laugh now, die now. My flame won't die down, it's not me, it's my sound. I'm on my, yeah, I'm on my 2-step. I'm on my 1-2-step. I'm on my, yeah, I'm on my 1-2-step. It's not me, it's my plan.
That they all in love with, especially when I'm in public places. They see my face and they think that I got a budget, like rent a car. Trust me, I've been a prob. I've been working hard on rhyme designs and a job, and involved in community actions. Usually graphing, write my views with a black pen. It seems that we trapped in this ghetto, but we not. Instead of pumping rocks, free your mind, get off the block.
You see, the ghetto was designed to keep us black brothers and sisters oppressed. But what happens when we rise up, huh?
Like the phoenix that rose from the ashes, we overcome so many obstacles, yo, they pass us. So brush your shoulders off, no time for folding off. We've been standing strong so long, we ain't supposed to fall. And most of all, because us, the city's popping. We got plenty options, the whole world is really watching. Now let's get Philly marching in the right direction. Hope we stop with our transgressions. So this is my confession.
I
don't
spit bars and distribute the crack. Everybody just follow. Coming live on the 215.
Everybody just follow. I coming live from the 215. Everybody just follow. I coming live from the 215.
You think you so slick. I remember that song because me and my other co-host was like, what the hell? He put two songs into one. Yeah, Neo. I definitely like your vibe and your flow on that one. So, mad love to you on that. Anyway, make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. I'm on every Monday, 10 to 1. Whenever you feel like you want to hit me up, it's all good. You can email me. It's airitoutradio@gmail.com. Or you can Facebook me, Twitter me, whatever you want to do. Air It Out Radio. I'm on Twitter crazy. Today I wasn't really on. I was extremely busy, but, you know, I definitely try to get it in whenever I can. Anyway, like I was telling everybody, 2 weeks, the office should be up and running, and I'll keep y'all posted, you know. I'll let y'all know when y'all can come through. I'm thinking about having, like, a little open house for y'all and, you know, maybe have some food and stuff there, you know, show a little hospitality, you know, that's how I do. I'm a good host, you know, can't y'all tell? Like, you know, I do my thing. Anyway, mad love to all the air datters that came through, you know, Nightcrawler, Buckshot, Bucks, Move, you gonna shoot me up, cock back, you know what I mean? Rasheed Fresh, you know, Dr. Joker, Machete King, Neo P, shout out to him, Nitty, E-Burners, my girl Jessica. Kim, I don't know what happened. I see you, baby. Would you sleep over there? Like, I'm trying to get you off in the last couple of minutes. But anyway, Spitter, I got a song that I got to play for you, and I'm having a hard time finding this song. So if I can't find it by the end of this show, I would definitely, matter of fact, here we go, speaking of the devil. Anyway, I'm going to get into this really, really quick and see what's going on. Let's smoke. Spitter.
Track slammers.
Tell them niggas we gonna need some more Dutchies in here. I'm spitting this motherfucker, right? You know what that means? A lot of smoking, a lot of drinking, a lot of partying, a lot of
Let's smoke, let's drink. Trying to think about tomorrow, but I can't. I'm high, no shit. Yeah, I'm on like a fucking light switch.
Okay, money, I'ma get it, spend it even quicker. Smoking good weed, drinking expensive liquor. Big tray 8, I call that shit trigger. I don't think none of y'all wanna fuck with that nigga. See me in the street, you don't gotta speak. Just go your own way, you don't gotta follow me. And the wind ain't the only thing blowing these trees. Pause. Now your girl blowing me. I don't take him to the crib. I got a back seat. And my leather so soft, she be trying to fall asleep. Whip that ass up. Back to them bucks. Roll something up. Get that rock up in my cup.
Let's smoke. Let's drink. Trying to think about tomorrow, but I can't. I'm high. No shit. Yeah, I'm on like a fucking light switch.
In rotation, session ain't over. Bottle still full, call some bitches over. What you looking for? I can get it even lower. Bring that shit to you, not me, but my chauffeur. In and out the city, flying to the next. Business comes first, but I'm higher than the jet. Land in your bitch, what you wanna bet? This rap shit cool, but the work where's that? Fuck you niggas at, I don't even see ya. Fucking with them rats, boy, I wouldn't wanna be ya. Getting to the money, what I'm doing when you see me. And yeah, that's around, niggas coming to the 3-piece.
Let's smoke, let's drink. I think about tomorrow, but I can't. I'm high, no shit. Yeah, I'm on like a fucking light switch. Let's smoke.
Radio is at Chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, air.radio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. I'm out of this bitch. Check me out Monday, 10 to 1. I definitely appreciate everybody tuning in. Hopefully y'all tune in next week and show me some love. Hit me up on Twitter, air.radio, or Facebook, air.radio, whatever. So anyway, I'm going to get up out of here. My boy E. Burners is about to take me out. And definitely appreciate all the love and support from everybody. And where the fuck is my thing at? Anyway, I love y'all.
It's Air It Out Radio. It's Air It Out Radio. It's Air It Out Radio. We Air It Out.
Are you ready? Tell me if you're ready. Let's Air It Out Radio. Banging up your stereo. Here we go again. Same time, same blog. Cats still stagnant. We stay on our job. The brown skin heifer. I see y'all try to check her. You might see the fire chick coming out the heck limit. X with the dirt. Kim King with the promo. Hating on us. Now that's a big no-no. Underground artists with mainstream talent. All these other blogs ain't up for the challenge. Competition. Tell me if you see it. We talking like we live it. Walking like we be it. We keep legends on the line in due time. You won't have a choice but to respect the grind. Stay on the line, the board is on fire. No pun intended, let's take this thing higher. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Callers.